Blog Talk Radio.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Again, we told you this was going to happen. For those who've been listening to past shows, we've been fulfilling what they're going to do before they do it, because we find out and we tell everybody. Some people listen, some people don't. Today's program is one of those programs, again, that if you're listening, you better listen up. Today's program is named Contagion, with two question marks. And guess what? It's going to be who. And who is all of us on this line and all of us in America today? Very interesting things have came to pass. We told you that the variants was going to be named how many months ago? 4 or 5 months ago. They had got the key, found out the XI could not be given out because guess what? The XI is the same name as the Chinese president, so they could not go. So they skipped that one and gave you this crazy name. Now, how is this thing coming to fruition? It's easy, very easy. It's not hard to even see anymore. If you open your eyes, and if you have eyes that can see, then you shall perceive what we're about to do in this program is give you the facts. The contagion is not humanity, is the contagion, not COVID. It is the virus that must be eradicated. Humanity is the virus, not COVID. COVID is a game being played upon you. If you looked at our illustrations, anybody who knows what they know now should be very, very afraid of the fact that many of your relatives have taken the COVID vaccination, which in later will entail the whole scheme, because they need everybody to be under that, because when they turn on the 5G, which is going to happen, and the 5G will activate the vaccine to help eradicate humanity. This is the scheme. Now, whether or not it comes to fruition within these months or months ahead, it's only a matter of time. It's a summation of time before this comes to fruition. So basically, today's program will cover your time frame. Now, they are the cancer. This is what the globalists are saying. They're saying they, humanity, are the cancer, and that has devoured the human race, the virus. The globalists does not think of, to dispose of us. They wrote it in stone. They wrote our eulogy in stone in Georgia. And we had the pleasure to see that, and we could tell you straight up, they wrote it knowing what's about to take place. So y'all can get ready for a program that's going to be factual. We don't care if you're scared or not. That's your problem. We ain't here to care about if you're scared or not. That's on you. But the globalists have decided to dispose of us. Jesus, us, just us. They want to sicken, imprison, and exterminate. Now, here is how the three J boys work. They know that you are trusting. They know that you are naive. They know that you are innocent. And mainly, they know you are stupid. And fourthly, they know you are the cowardly lion. Boy, what a show. About to get it on. Because they know that you never learn real history. They know this. Because they know that they have conceived through many of our so-called institutions to lie about history. You say, oh, it's his story. Okay, you call it whatever you want, but it's still a lie that you believe. And the story is of how the satanic cults, that's the real history. I told you history. Without putting in a cult, you don't even know history. If you don't have a cult form of history, or you don't know that it's secret society within history, then you don't even know history. Ain't even no debate to you. Ain't even no talking to you, because you have no astute mind to understand. So now you fall under the skies of the Bible of the dead and the dumb. That's what they got for you. Anybody should know that organized secret societies have orchestrated the biggest lie on the planet. They call it history. And they have sought to subvert civilization, enslave, and exterminate humanity. How they do it? Behind all major wars. All wars. All wars is based off extermination. Depression. You know how many depressions they about to create? When hyperinflation really hits America, you will see so many people get depressed, they will jump off their buildings like they did during the Great Depression when they lost everything. And rich people can't stand when they lose all their money. Oh, no, they can't be amongst the poor. Because, see, they ain't care about no middle class. Won't be none when hyperinflation hits. Middle class will be gone. Anybody know history should know that already. Now, once they get you into all these major wars, in the last and final war, you know what that one's about. Then they go into pandemic. People who know real history immediately recognize COVID for what it is. It's a pretext to impose unpopular social and economic changes, particularly communism, on humanity. This for those who know history, because you know a playbook. When you see the playbook how many times, you should have no problem saying, oh, yeah, I see what they're trying to do. That's like giving up your pawns, knowing that your bishop's right behind it, and you got the queen and the knight got to get them. See, y'all don't know how to play chess, obviously. See, they don't care about killing off pawns. That's why it's called Ponzi scheme. They got you in the mix right now because they got so many of our people under the four acronyms of trusting, naive, innocent, stupidity, oh, that's five, and cowardly. Yeah. It's amazing because trusting is very important. But then when you trust too much, you could be naive. And then the innocent mind who thinks everything is okie dokie, you know, everything's fine. You innocent. But when you become innocent, you can become stupid. And then being stupid can cause you to be scared. That's where you're getting all this psychotic depression at. And they know they're letting out all of the psycho schizo people out the prison room. That's the same thing. Same playbook. Should I go back to how the pilgrims got here? Weren't they part of the jails? How did the Cubans get here? Weren't they part of the jail scheme of letting them out called the Mario boat lift? This is a playbook. Same thing in Russia. They let all the crazies out. And then they end up in your land causing chaos. For this, I mean, how ingenious can this be? Or are you just playing stupid? These are your five points of how they get you. I keep saying through the whole program, trusting, naive, innocent, stupid, and cowardly. Pretty much sums it up. Now, those who know real history knows that this is a playbook by the elites without any provocation. And beyond, because the elites can't even think this up. This is beyond our universe. But we won't get into that right away. We're going to let it simmer in your mind. First, you got to stand up for your rights. And remember, some will say God Almighty is a human man. You can fool the people sometime, but you can't fool the people all the time. Well, they don't fool a lot of people. Now it's sometimes the people must wake up. So they got everybody under the same thing. It's the same thing for climate change. It's all about changing the economy, changing you from capitalism to communism. Had some great shout-outs for everybody. Great weekend. Great jam session. We had a wonderful time in good old Florida, as always. And I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who's been listening, because when we take you to this next level, which you already should have been on already, most of you are already there. I don't have to put too much on this. On this particular program, most of the people on this program is very astute to what's going on and actually are able to stop certain events in their location. They'll find out soon how they're going to stop it. Now, but for those who are ignorant of real history and brought the lies and expounded on by the so-called mass Masonic media, medical professions, politicians, professors, got you fooled. You know, they so cool and they so smooth. You see, the occult world is so smooth. I love it. So they just came up with a new variant to cover up the damages done by the vaccines. See, they're doing a cover story on how to keep this thing going, because see, a lot of reports are now people catching it and got vaccinated. People catching it, got booster shots. People going into cardiac arrest, falling out because guess what? The spike protein is jacking your asses up every day because you don't know what's in it because you took it blindly because guess what? You're either trusting, naive, innocent, stupid, or you just playing cowardly because they want you to, I can't go to my job. I'm going to lose a paycheck. Well, if you're going to lose a paycheck, you're going to be broke after one paycheck. You don't know how to spend money. No way. You just a hop, skip, and a beat from poverty anyway. So you really are poor already. The middle class I'm talking to right now. If you poor, hey, go listen to some other show. But if you got some sense, and realize that a paycheck away from poverty means I'm already poor, so it may not be reaching you. But this vaccine, that's why they're going to get rid of the poor first. See, this is all well put together. What group you put to get rid of first is the poor and the dumb. It's just common sense. You get rid of them first because they're easy to get rid of. Easy prey. sheep led to the slaughter. Ain't that in your Bible? Now, we go into what's really going on. The new variant, I'm going to show you how magic works. It's called Omicron. It's an acronym for moronic. You're a moron. Just take the same words. Omicron is spelled moronic because you are a moron. Plain and simple. So today's program, we about to get it on. We'll get into Thanksgiving as well because Thanksgiving tells you a lot about how contagions work. See, you think everybody came over here without a plan. No, they plant this out. Not the pilgrims, not the Puritans, not the Mennonites and Huguenots. No, but the elites had them come over here and brought them over here with the specifically to bring disease. Because guess what? You can only breed diseases from the poor. See, that's why they want to stop travel now. See, everything's based off travel. See, they know now. Now, the same thing that your beloved President Biden, that many of you black folks voted for, don't play me. Y'all know y'all voted for him. I hope y'all catch living hell, too, for voting for him. Wouldn't bother me one bit. Have no problem seeing your asses go down the drain right now because you can't be that stupid to tell me a four-year individual is worse than a 50-year individual. Can't be that bright if you believe that. Now, let's get deep. They're going to jack your asses up soon. I could be included, but I won't be included as being dumb. See, it's one thing to die as a man. It's one thing to die as a dumb moron. Big difference. And many of you would be dead as a moron because you sealed your own fate. How many fools would take a goddamn hit of cocaine not knowing what's in the cocaine? Quite a bit, wouldn't they? Same as for this vaccine. They know you stupid. So this is what we about to do today. We about to show you how you've been invaded, how you're going to be continually under scrutiny. There's no getting out of this at all. You can go to anything you believe you can go to. I don't care if you got a mountain that you pray to. It don't make me no difference. When they block this shit off and your money can't get you out your zip code and you won't have no plan, obviously, because you going along with the scheme so good. I'm talking to black folks right now. See, white folks, you're going to fight back. I already know because you know your survival rate is very low. See, when you got a lot of black people who are really ignorant, who thinks that everybody's against them and got the wrong enemy in their eyes. See, all they look at is the one-eye enemy. Boy, you going first. You can count on that one. You can count on that one. You going first. Ain't no doubt about it. You going down first. It's easy to see. It's easy to see. Now, I'm trying to wake you up real quickly because you don't have much time. We don't have much time. At all. At all. Now, Joe Biden just cut off Africa. They're about to do Africa up, y'all. Oh, man, they're going to do Africa up. Because a microcon, which is moronic for morons, is now the big scare. Just look it up. Omicron. Look at the name. Show you that. They know y'all dumb. They made an acronym out of it. They say they morons. Let's call it moronic. No, let's call it, they can't say moronic because, you know, they'll know you're a moron. So they call it Omicron, which is an acronym for moronic. I love these people, man. You got to, see, that's one thing you got to do. You got to give homage to where it's being done because it's ingenious. And for it to work, it's even more ingenious. That means the people are definitely trusting, naive, innocent, stupid, or cowardly. You picked out those five, please. I'll let you pick. And today's program is not going to be for those who can't take. If you can't take the facts, switch over to somebody else, please. It won't hurt me one bit because I ain't doing it to be, you know, famous and need. We already know what this is about. Oh, no. You can't get rich trying to wake up black folks. No, ain't no riches to that. You do that out of love. So you ain't going to get rich trying to wake their asses up, period. If people died to wake your asses up and you still ain't woke up, man, come on. Come on. Come on, please. Now I'm going to go way back for a minute because I got to take you back. Take you back a little bit. It's sad, though. It really is. It's sad that our people can be in this state of mind. But it was foretold by your Bibles. It said, I will put them under a reprobate mind. I will make them the laughingstock of the world. What did it say? It says that they have conspired to take the name from your mind of who you are. Boy, they done a great job. They did a great job. Got to give them credit. Got to give them credit. Credit where credit's due. And so today's program is bringing back to your memory of who is the contagion. Who is the contagion? Who's the one that's going to get it? Who's the one that they're looking out to get? And white folks, you are definitely in the mix. Oh, yes, yes. They know when they sent you over here back in them days that this would be the time they will be waiting on. This is the time. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you earlier today. We brought up some names. Remember we talked about Rittenhouse. We went, since Brother D brought up so much history, I went even further. Found out this is not just a regular family. This is one of the elite families that created Pennsylvania, Germantown. First to be on the mint and the first to stand up against slavery was William Rittenhouse. Look him up. See, white folks didn't want to be enslaved either because they was enslaved what? They was enslaved first. See, this is the trick. If you knew history, you wouldn't even be having these debates on these dumbass radio shows about the black man was a slave. No, he was not. It's a lie. That little itty-bitty 400-year crap y'all be talking about. You think I'm going to go with 400 years and we got millenniums of history? What fool will go with 400 years? Oh, that's right. Unless you're trusting, naive, innocent, stupid, or cowardly. One of the five. Pick them out yourself. We're going to start this program out knowing that all you do and all you ever done is lie to yourself. You have never been slaves. You could pretend you're a slave if you want to. But you could not be the slave because slaves starts with the acronym S-L-A-V. That's Slav. Are you Slavic now? I wonder if you really know who you are. Let's try to see. All started when you claim to be of the five civilized tribes.
The term five civilized tribes derives from the colonial and early federal period. It refers to five Native American nations, the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole. These are the first five tribes that Anglo-European settlers generally consider to be civilized, according to their own worldview, because these five tribes adopted attributes of the colonists' culture, for example, Christianity, centralized governments, literacy, market participation, written constitutions, intermarriage with white Americans, and plantation slavery practices. The five civilized tribes tended to maintain stable political relations with the Europeans. History. The five civilized tribes were indigenous peoples of the Americas who lived in the southeastern United States. Most were descendants of what is now called the Mississippian culture, an agrarian culture that grew crops of corn and beans, with hereditary religious and political elites. The Mississippian culture flourished in what is now the Midwestern, Eastern, and Southeastern United States from 800 to 1500. Before European contact, these tribes were generally matriarchal societies. Agriculture was the primary economic pursuit. The bulk of the tribes lived in towns. These communities regulated the space with planned streets subdivided into residential and public areas. The system of government was hereditary. Chiefdoms were of varying size and complexity, with high levels of military organization. George Washington and Henry Knox pursued an agenda of cultural transformation in relation to Native Americans. The Cherokee and Choctaw tended, in turn, to adopt and appropriate certain cultural aspects of the Federation of Colonies. At the time of the Declaration of Independence, the culture of the United States as a nation was, itself, emergent. Many of the cultural practices appropriated by the five tribes were ones that they found useful. In the early part of the 19th century, the U.S. government initiated a displacement of the existing societies living east of the Mississippi River, including the five tribes, to lands west of the river. This displacement initiative was dubbed the Indian Removal. The Indian Removal forced a significant number of the five tribes to Indian territory in other parts of the North American continent. A significant number were displaced to the area that would, in future, become the state of Oklahoma. At the time of the removal, the tribes were suzerain nations. The federally legislated displacement of the tribes from the homes east of the Mississippi River took place over several decades during the series of removals, which is also known as the Trail of Tears. The territory to which they were displaced was, at the time, called Indian Territory, currently eastern Oklahoma. The most infamous removal was the Cherokee Trail of Tears of 1838, when President Martin Van Buren enforced the contentious Treaty of New Ecota with the Cherokee Nation. One point of contention regarding the treaty is whether it is an instrument of mass displacement in violation of the human rights on which the new republic had been established, or a legal exchange of territory for land further west. During the American Civil War, the politics of the five tribes were divergent. The Choctaw and Chickasaw fought predominantly alongside the Confederates, while the Creek and Seminole fought alongside the Union. The Cherokee fought a civil war within their own nation between the majority Confederates and the minority pro-Union camps. As an element in Reconstruction after the Civil War, new Reconstruction treaties were signed with the indigenous nations that had entered into treaties with the Confederate States of America. The Civil War was not good to the tribes. The first three battles of the Civil War were fought in Indian Territory, with some tribes joining treaties with the Confederates, and others with the Union. Once the tribes had been relocated to Indian Territory, the United States government promised that the lands would be free of white settlement. Some settlers violated that with impunity, even before 1893, when the government opened the Cherokee Strip to outside settlement in the Oklahoma Land Run. In 1907, the Oklahoma Territory and the Indian Territory were merged to form the state of Oklahoma. Relative to other states, all five tribes are represented in significant numbers in the population of Oklahoma today. Experiment of civilizing. Washington promulgated a doctrine that held that American Indians were equals, but that the society was inferior. He formulated and implemented a policy to encourage the civilizing process, which Thomas Jefferson continued. The noted Andrew Jackson historian Robert Remini wrote, "They presumed that once the Indians adopted the practice of private property, built homes, farmed, educated their children, and embraced Christianity, these Native Americans would win acceptance from white Americans." Washington's six-point plan included impartial justice toward Indians, regulated buying of Indian lands, promotion of commerce, promotion of experiments to civilize or improve Indian society, presidential authority to give presents, and punishing those who violated Indian rights. The government appointed agents like Benjamin Hawkins to live among Indians and to encourage them, through example and instruction, to live like whites. The tribes of the Southeast adopted Washington's policy as they established schools, took up yeoman farming practices, converted to Christianity, and built homes similar to those of the colonial neighbors. How different would be the sensation of a philosophic mind to reflect that instead of exterminating a part of the human race by our modes of population, that we had persevered through all difficulties and at last had imparted our knowledge of cultivating and the arts to the aboriginals of the country by which the source of future life and happiness had been preserved and extended, but it has been conceived to be impracticable to civilize the Indians of North America. This opinion is probably more convenient than just. It is notable that the legal systems among the five tribes reputedly appropriated slavery. Cherokee. The Cherokee, a people of the southeastern United States, principally upland Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, they speak an Iroquoian language. In the 19th century, historians and ethnographers recorded their oral tradition that told of the tribe having migrated south in ancient times from the Great Lakes region, where other Iroquoian-speaking peoples were. Of the three federally recognized Cherokee tribes, the Cherokee Nation and the United Kitawa Band of Cherokee Indians have headquarters in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. The UKB are mostly descendants of old settlers, Cherokee who migrated to Arkansas and Oklahoma about 1817. They are related to the Cherokee who were forcibly relocated there in the...
Now, I'm going to take this story, which is a factual historical story, and bring it right to today. So simple and so easy. The indigenous people, if you was really thinking, you wouldn't be needing to have no people coming from Africa. First of all, if you think I'm making this up, there was immigration law. See, you don't care about immigration now, but the United States on its foundation of the society of the five civilized nations, they copied the whole thing from those five nations right there. That black folks claim, the indigenous black folks here on this land claim you were already here, right? 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 Ain't that what we be saying? They said it was a woman society, matriotic. Then it goes on to state that they had to relocate because what? And then the most important part of that whole diatribe of history, it said they was fighting for both sides. They were on the Confederate. See, that's why y'all don't even know the names of the Confederate. See, but see, the woke, they want you to see, when you destroy this history, listening to these so-called globalists, and you don't, the next generation won't even know it's their land. That's how crazy, that's how trusting, naive, innocent, and stupid and cowardly you are. Because you just told us, all y'all blacks on this line, always saying that we was never, we was here, we this, we that. Okay, you just heard that. Then you took on Christianity. Well, why not? I thought Christianity, according to some of you on this line, came from Ethiopia. So there we got another kind of tied up trick in there. Now, Ethiopia, maybe that's why, is that why Thomas Jefferson and all them was messing with black women and stuff? Because they was known to do this? Hold on, even better yet, isn't why the so-called person who fought in these wars, the first to die, it's always the black dude, the father of the revolution, ends up being Benjamin Banneker, end up being people that you don't even know. Why is George Washington even hang with a black dude with a turban on? Why are the black dudes in around all the signings? Just one, a secret one. And so you know about immigrations that you since you're so stupid to it. Immigration is your biggest downfall. Ain't that in your Bible story? Didn't Yahweh tell them to go into the land as spies first before you take it over. Ain't that what he said? Ain't that what they did? They sent their spies over first to see the country. Now, why would a group of whites want more blacks from another region? Think about that one for a minute. Because you're the contagions. Doesn't even make sense, does it? They had enough sense to say, well, you know, we got too many blacks here. Oh, my God, there's too many. My wife is fucking my handmaid. I'm fucking the handmaid. We all fucking. Now we mulatto city. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You fucking. All these blacks. I think the Beacon Rebellion. That's in the Carolinas. Blacks and them was just like they are today. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing new under the Helios. That's why everybody can see the same thing again. That's why you see all these white and black couples on TV. Because it's always been that way. Always been that way. Never have stopped. But you think it stopped because you just brought into earth. Being brought into earth as a little tadpole baby. They can feed you all the propaganda. And by the time we get to 50s and 60s, when we realize we've been lied to, your life is now upside down. With lies. Family lies first. You know, we can deal with family lies first. It's a whole bunch of lies in your own family before you even get to the outer world, the macro world. Shit, you got enough micro shit to go on before you get to the macro. My goodness, we're going to handle that today, too. Because the fact that you can't even sit with your family and talk about this shows you you got chaos. Now, the biggest chaos before opening mics up, the biggest chaos is, who the hell killed these indigenous people? If most of the people were black, because the first immigration bill was to stop shipping from Africa. That's why Brazil got the most. They stopped that shit. Oh, no, wouldn't you? You outnumber 8-1, maybe 10-1 in some regions. You got to say, we can't be bringing no more over here. And that's what they did. So the biggest lie, first of all you greatest black historians, find out where the first immigration bill and who they stopped. Bring that to the dry bones today. See if you can really tell me, why would they stop slave ships? Because they had enough niggas already here. Let's open up the mics. 8554. We about to get deep up in here.
Man, what's up?
We doing it. That's what we do on Sunday.
I know. I'm like this with this holiday bullshit. Now we done already seen the changes with this COVID thing, and it's like a lot of families don't even want to be, they don't want to be around each other anymore. So this shit is done.
Moronic. Ain't it moronic?
But you know what, since you said moronic, I'm going to jump to the numbers real quick. Moronic comes up to 19. Omicron is 19. Delta is 19. COVID is 19. And slave is 19.
Yeah. And Omicron is an anagram, again, I'm going to keep saying it through the whole program, for the word moronic. It's like a spelling bee, y'all, Soul Train line. Macrocron is moronic. Moronic is the key word. It's moronic. They know you are morons, not you on this line, but they know the population is morons.
And I mean, it's, you pretty much said it on the beginning of the show. And as long as, you know, not everybody, as long as people continue to believe this hoax, they're going to keep pushing it. Just like I said on the show, my show before, just a couple weeks ago, I'm sitting up there in Sam's Club getting gas. I'm sitting up there waiting a half hour because everybody want to pull up, put on gloves, put on a mask just to get outside and pump some gas.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't get no moronic than that.
Yeah. Now, and go ahead, man, because now you had a show. You didn't send the link last night. What day the show? So everybody can hear.
I did. I did send the link. I did send the link out 2-3 days ago.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah. You got to get me one.
No, it's cool.
And again, give a name because I want people to know that we got to get all we can get every day of the week if necessary. What day are you on?
Normally on when we make me had to do the show is normally Saturday nights.
Saturday nights, there you go. Saturday nights, Boogie the Basement, right?
Right, Basement Boogie Blog Talk Radio.
And then we got Brother now, Eddie on Wednesday nights. We got Brother Eddie with Antoinette. So we want everybody to know y'all got to start listening, send relatives to whoever you need to send it to because these programs are out here only for a certain amount of time. And the only way it's going to go if you stay a moron. Keep going, bro.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the five civilized tribes. That comes out to the number five. Vaccine is the number five. You talked about history. History comes up to the number 33. New Republic is five. We're still in the year of the five when we're talking about the five senses or the common sense. But like far as these numbers and everything and what you've been saying, they all match up again. You got to have some type of common sense to believe that this shit, that they fucking with you, you know. And it's like it's like a matter of them not taking your freedom. You're giving it to them. You're giving up your freedom just by the thought of you believing that this virus is real in terms of taking a vaccine shot too. Yeah. So once you give up your freedoms, whatever, then it's a wrap. And then it's like you giving them up for what? A paycheck?
No, man.
It's not that serious. Is your life worth a paycheck?
They going to get everybody. They going to give us football. Guarantee everybody. I'm going to say this. Come Super Bowl. They're going to have a COVID Super Bowl tickets. The most people get the COVID shot in each state, they're going to have a raffle. I'm telling you, they playing with you if you think. I'm glad you brought that to fruition. When have you ever seen them give you money to take a shot?
They're not only giving away money, lottery tickets, college tuition. I mean, depending on what state you're in, too, you know. And it's funny, you mentioned the Super Bowl last year. What was it, Super Bowl 55? Ironically, Rittenhouse comes up to 55. Basically, any nurses that took the shot, whatever, they got into the Super Bowl for free. And this was last year. But then now I'm noticing a lot of the states are actually scaling back on these provisions to get in the game, showing proof of vaccine, because I know they just did it, believe it or not, just did it down in Memphis. I believe, I don't know, Phoenix and a couple of other places. But, like, man, if you live in Chicago, New York, California, them three states, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, me,
because
I do
those
too.
Governors and those mayors,
They not letting up on this scheme, on this plan. Now, I'm gonna stick with you for a little bit. I got 661 coming on. I got 9019.
One more thing, drive on quickly. Y'all go to, it's a website called Great Game India, greatgameindia.com. They got some brilliant research, thorough research on this whole COVID thing. Now, the Omicron variant has a number. I don't know if this is a patent number, but it's called B-1-1529. You add up those numbers, it comes up to 9/11. Can't make this shit up.
Can't make it up, man. Can't make it up. We can't make this up either, y'all. Those of you listening on the 10 regions, we can't make this up. The Rittenhouse name came off my brother right here. We were talking. He brought the Rittenhouse information in. We just going to even take it to where I never have thought that it's almost like the movie that you talked about. It actually, I wonder why people don't talk about these national treasure movies and all this secret hoarding of the gold and silver across these vaults underneath the earth, huge vaults underneath the earth that they have put in the riches of the earth in. Now, this is where this Rittenhouse thing gets deep, everybody. His name is Wilhelm Rittenhausen, like Van Housen, the vampire shit. Now, y'all don't believe this, but it's unreal. This family is huge, far as paper mills, clocks. They had to know Benjamin Banneker Bay. They had to know all of the so-called revolutionaries, because the hidden story is the black people were the real heroes. This is a fact. Now, Rittenhouse family, they were the first to go against slavery because they hated the Vatican, the Mennonites. They called Mennonites. They hate the Vatican. Hate that. I told you they was a war against the Protestants and them. Then Benjamin Thomas Jefferson, they allowed the dude, he was an astronomer, so he had to be around the blacks because he was an astronomer. He was a writer and adventurer. At that time, the Mason-Dixon line, all of them was done by black folks, black people. I can give you the name soon. When black next month when I really get whole crazy, I found everybody's name. This is going to be unbelievable. But here's the good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was the first mint. The mint was the dude. Thomas Jefferson said he was a first genius. I said, wait a minute, hold on, time out. First genius. So I knew it was a Masonic secret behind it. I said, first genius? Let me go into the Masonic world here. Come to find out, y'all. When my man said time travel, y'all thought it was a joke. The man said he was fascinated with mathematics from the early years, but little opportunity for schooling. He largely was self-taught from books. Remember how y'all always talking about books, all you motherfuckers talking about, oh, you reading. You best to read, because who going to teach you? Now, let's even keep going further. He was self-taught. Well, I love that stuff, because that's how I am, self-taught. Books from arithmetic, geometry, but he went to his uncle. That's when I found out the true story. The inheritance of tools came from a box from his uncle called Uncle David Williams. I said, what the fuck? David, I go in there. He hanging out with Sir Isaac Newton. Then it gets deep. Then it says the man Rittenhouse lived through the difficult periods fighting the French and the Indian Wars. I said, oh, shit. Let me. That's why I brought this up today. A whole tribe of niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all acting like, that's why I say this must be some type of Twilight Zone we in. Now, here it gets real crazy, y'all. After they do this war, he goes to Pennsylvania, which is the key capital of America. It's William Penn. Transylvania. Pennsylvania. Transylvania. I ain't going to say it, but no, two more times. Despite that, this began the construction of the astronomical instrument. They made an instrument. The year of 1754 and 1763, they constructed an astronomical instrument in 1756. Then he married this chick named Eleanor Carlston, like Tucker Carlston. I say, what the? In 1756, they had two children. Then it goes on to say, after that, when he changed his name to the Rittenhouse, that's where y'all said this, y'all mentioned it earlier, they got the whole emblem, shield, almost like the fighting of Rothschild families. Then it goes in to say he was elected to the American Philosophical Society in 1768, and listen to what they said. They based it on the calculations which is made in the society made plans to observe the transition of Venus. I said, that's my sign. Eight is Libras. I said, holy shit. I'll go look this up. The calculations was taken in 1769. And that's when they planned consisted of the setting of the observatory to be looked at the celestial planets, unquote. Now, we about to get deep. Y'all ready for this? Let me hit some of y'all on this one. Let me go to 6661. I told you, you ain't ready for this. You want fake history? Go to them other goddamn shows. 6661, you on the air.
Great dawn, my brother. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, we hyped.
You know, it's very deep when we look at the whole history planning of that, you know, and that name in per se as far as Confederacy and a lot of so-called Americans or African-Americans or whatever you would care to know, they look at Confederacy as being the enemy, but then Confederacy was also tied to the Iroquois states, which actually formed the precipice of the Constitution and the Constitutions and all other constitutions that came out of everything that created not the supreme law, but man's law. So, you know, the man's law, when I look at it, was actually the balance, because even though when we talk about spiritual law and we have a supreme law, because of man's innate nature not to follow it and try to instill his own point of view or try to manipulate it, man created his own law. But the Iroquois Iroquois nation, they had a supreme law system that governed morality, morals, do's and don'ts. But, and like when we talk about the brothers on the other seven, how they talk about supreme law and different things of that nature, all of those probably were had a touch of everything just about what the Confederacy or the Iroquois nations, that some of us, if those the ones that saying that we were already here, probably can trace their bloodline back to the Iroquois besides on the other side of the continent or the other side of the plain. So, I mean, it's right before us. History never changes, or history repeats itself. So we're just coming back full circle. But now the implementation of where we're going to give up inalienable rights, you know, and that's something important.
Uh-oh.
As a whole.
Uh-oh.
For
you
this nation. Inalienable rights. So when we look at that word inalienable, in the connection, the fallen angels or the influences that influence this plane with the seven wonders and so forth. We could go on, you know, because we could run around on this mosaic pavement forever. Like I tell all the brothers, you know, that checkerboard square, you could run around that forever. Or what I tell them, 32 is just honorary, but you could run around on that mosaic pavement all day of the week.
It's only four sides now. You inbound.
You are within
boundaries of the north, east, south, and west.
North, and so I was getting to that. North, east, west, south. Those,
yeah, the news.
You know, because the news. Because when we put the so-called cross or the pathway, those still like how you do like a square within a circle. Like you go 360, 720, 1440. You can circumference that in those quadrants or whatever, they still come to a full circle, no matter how great the expansion is.
You've been in the house, the craft, for them to have a transition of putting a society. Now, this philosophical society, everybody, look it up. You heard of Madame Blavatsky? She's Slavic. Yeah, Madame Blavatsky, Slavic, everybody. And then what house was this house connected to? And I want you to go with me to the east now. I got the books, y'all. Y'all thought I was going to be faking. Ain't the house of Saad? Ain't that a house? The house of the Medavichis? Y'all about to go see Lady Gaga play one of the houses. The house of Gucci. But see, when you get into the Venice, the Venetian, y'all going to talk about the Venetians for real? They mulattoes. For real, real.
Oh, that's
really
right. Is that movie out already?
It's about to come out.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. House of Gucci, about to come out. But you got black folks. See, let me tell y'all something, man, so y'all quit lying to each other. When them five civilized tribes, they seen what they look like. I've seen the Blackfoot Hills myself personally. I've seen the army that fought Crazy Horse. And when I put it out coming these months, because we about to blow it up. Ain't no way y'all going to keep lying to us on this channel. Ain't no way you going to keep lying. You can lie on any other show. Don't make me no different. Not that I'm saintly, but, man, we can't keep lying to ourselves about our role in this. I just said, they said in Christianity, last week we had my brother Sean Kennedy, been to Ethiopia. He'd been there. He'd been to the high priest school. Ethiopia created Christianity, everybody. So is this religion being brought over by the pilgrims? Come on, let's talk. 9-0.
I mean,
9-1.
But you already said it. We need, a lot of this shit is our fault. We just, some of us to this day still don't want to admit it. That's the problem.
That's the problem. Let me go to 9019. You on the air.
Hi, Dry Bones.
How you doing?
This is Amy Lee Anderson, and I will be speaking to you about MK Ultra and the Nation of Islam. I want to have a special show probably next weekend. I'll prepare everything, but I need to find a way, if you can text me your address or something, where I can mail you the evidence, because I'm very
I'm writing your number down. I'm going to give you,
because Gloria Wellburn said that you would be the perfect person to help me, and that I need some help. And when you strong, you need your strong people, your people to help you, because that it's we all mess up while trying to do things by ourselves. We need each other to strengthen each other's numbers.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Nothing's done by yourself, because the molecule, even if you come in by yourself, the molecule split. So I already told you, ain't nothing done on no singularity. You might start on singularity until you metamorphosize into what you are in today. But unfortunately, our people have not learned it. They forgot our science. And obviously, many of our people who are black in the world today are not teaching it either. And I'm going to get on your asses before this, because by the time we go into the next transition, we got to have a talk on who our real enemy is. Ain't no white man. Ain't no white man.
Right.
Y'all lying.
Right.
Y'all lying. You're lying. And you're lying. Ain't no white man. You're lying.
Guess what I found out, Dry Bones? I found out them other ethical cultures will not touch us without our own people consenting to it.
That's right. You can go to anywhere. I see. Y'all see how could Bumpy Johnson go to Vietnam? Come out with the best. Give it to Harlem. No one knew he was black, because guess what? Them nations been dealing with blacks all their lives. That wasn't hard to see. It wasn't hard to see. Now
go back, watch that movie, American Gangster. Dry Bones telling the truth.
That's right. He went over there with cousins, friends, because guess what? Black men was screwing again the women.
Yep.
So let me ask you something, Dry Bones. What do you think about this weapon, artificial telepathy, using control the black man's sex nature and the black woman's sex nature, and send a telepathical thought into them to make them think that they don't need to be with each other to strengthen their ethical cultural group, but to breed with other ethical cultural groups? Because if you know anything about Sally Hansen and Jefferson, that it was about mulatto and then breeding back into mulatto, and just to have that type of blood samples in the white bloodline.
That's right. Now, hold on.
Prostitution.
Now, we're going to get deep, because we ain't got time to play. Prostitution is just as ancient as anything on the planet Earth. So obviously, women is a construct of all this prostitution. But the thing, what you just said about the black woman at that time was ruling these men. People don't want to come to grips. Jefferson Davis, his maid was the damn queen. She was in full Masonic. I gave y'all pictures. This was his people. She was in full Masonic garb. She was the widow's son. And I just told you, our people was based off maternal instincts, the five civilized tribes. So sex is using everything. Now, women, this is hard for y'all to swallow. I know it is. It ain't hard for you to swallow if you want to really get deep. Let me just say this. When y'all get raped, I just watched a movie the other night. It was called Confessions of a Call Girl. I mean, some of the best actors, Lynn Winfield in there. I mean, everybody in this movie. And I watched the whole movie. I said, man, this is deep. It's about power. The women give a man power, because she can make every woman want to have him. Now, this is how I see it. When somebody, like, on the scale of what you just said, the Nation of Islam and all them having sex, that didn't come from out of nowhere, because in the Quran, sex was with virgins. Sex was with young minors. But you okay with that, because you claim you believe in Allah. Now, When I see y'all talk this shit, I'm going to say, are you about your shit? Now you want to complain because your religion that you've been holding for so long has already been screwing young girls. Malcolm X told you that. So why is it so strange to y'all that Oprah wants to help the Nation of Islam? All of them want to hate because you need women. See, women get the men to come. The men to come. The men to come in the organization. She's like the succubus. See, you need pussy.
Oh, Inca puss.
Yeah. You need the pussy at all organizations. Otherwise, you ain't going to get no dicks. You don't get no dicks,
mm-hmm.
or you don't get an army. Unless the women trained to be armed. Now, this is where we're going to get deep. See, y'all want to talk all this good stuff. Let's really talk. Sister, you say a lot about the Nation. Everybody talked about the Nation. Everybody been in the Nation. Everybody, I experienced the Nation. Everybody seen the Nation. And you know it's a pimp game. You know what it is.
Oh, wait.
You know what it is. Ain't nobody can go on this program.
And trying to manhandle the women.
Now, we're in 2021. You have seen this organization for over 100 years practically since its conception of Islam. And y'all watched and see the most of prostitution had to come from Islam. Because they were the first to bring prostitution because they were called what, everybody? Harems. Now, when we look up the etymology of harems, we're going into Islamic territory now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all don't want to get deep, because see, facts matters. And see, prostitution in all your movies in Hollywood, when it came to him finding his daughter was found where? On a Saudi ship.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all okay with that, because it's Hollywood. And see, we all fall prey. That's why we all going to pay. See, y'all thought this was a get-through, and you can just be on a show and talk. We all going to pay. However your death going to be, it's called retribution to your sins on earth. You can play with it if you want to, because you denied the perfect fact. I'm going to tell you why we're going to lose. You don't even know the black man, black woman, is the founding fathers of America.
Why don't you go ahead and tell the truth more?
Hello, America, and welcome to another Founders Friday on the Glenn Beck program. Somebody asked me just before we went on the air how these shows are being rated, and I have to tell you, we didn't think anybody would watch. We thought, we'll give this a whirl, see if everybody wants to watch it. They're wildly highly rated, and I thank you for watching. There is a hunger in America for the truth, and tonight, I think we're going to blow your mind. You're going to have to ask yourself a couple of questions by the end of the program. Why would our schools leave all of this history out? I mean, this is some of the greatest American story that you've ever heard. Why would they do that? And it's everywhere. You just don't know where to look. If you take a look at the revolutionary paintings of revolutionary times, here it is. This is a Boston Tea Party. Bunch of white guys, and these people strangely looking like Indians, and they're not. But that's it. Not a lot of racial diversity. If you watch movies, one a great, great movie. This is John Adams. You watch John Adams, and you don't see a lot of racial diversity. I'm currently watching Johnny Tremaine. I love this movie. I remember this growing up. I was watching it with my kids just last night, and I noticed there are a couple of American Indians, but you don't see any African Americans unless they're slaves. They will show people as slaves, but that's it. Now, I want to show you a painting of the Battle of Bunker Hill. Here's the Battle of Bunker Hill. Bunch of white guys, right? Unless you know where to look. Right here. That's Peter Salem. He was actually the hero of the battle. It doesn't look like he's a hero there. He looks like he's cowering behind the white guy with a sword. He was the hero of the battle. And he saved scores of American lives that day. Why don't we know this? Look at the picture of the Battle of Lexington. 150 Americans. There it is. Do you see any faces of color in this painting? They were all members of the Reverend Jonas Clark's church. They went out. They were actually, if I'm not mistaken, David, they were in church at the time, right?
He called them together at church,
okay.
Yes.
So we called together at church and then said, let's go! And they went to defend their town. When the shot heard around the world was over that day, there were 18 Americans lying on the ground. What you don't see in this painting are the equal numbers of whites and blacks. They were white and black patriots. It was a mixed church. Did you even know that happened? One of those injured patriots on the ground in this painting was a black man named Prince Estabrook. I bet you never heard of Prince Estabrook before. How about the painting of George Washington crossing the Delaware? Bunch of white guys, right? No. Look here. African-American, helping row the boat across. You know what his name was? Prince Whipple. He fought alongside Washington during the Revolution. Take a look at this one, this painting of, this is the Marquis de Lafayette. He, if you look at this, you just think, oh yeah, and then he made his slave dress up like I don't know what. But that's what you would think, right? This guy is incredibly important. This guy may have won the Revolutionary War. James Armistead was his name. How did he win the Revolutionary War? Double spy. I'm going to let David tell the story here in a minute, but basically the Brits thought that he was spying for them, but he was spying for General Washington. He'd give the Brits bad intel and reveal the good critical information to General Washington. Did you know this story? Why? I'm so tired of people saying, well, it was just the white people, white people, white people. No. No. Why are we intentionally leaving others out?
Now, that is white people. White people having their own meetings saying, we're leaving out the blacks. Now, the blacks don't even want to hear the end of the story. You telling
me and you know that's sad. That's sad. You know why? Because a lot of us are so brainwashed, and just even with the hate aspect, we can't break ourselves out of it. It's almost like a self-induced spell.
It's a self-induced, thank you, bro. Thank you. I mean, I told you, witchcraft, see, if you don't come on this program knowing the cult rules history, you just need to go to another dumb show because you're a moron. Plain and simple. We just showed you the white folks are having the most highly rated shows on our history. Got to be stupid. They on national TV, higher rated than any black show. Because I got the facts. The shows, they the highest rated on alternative TV. Showing us as the fathers and the mothers of the whole country. And think about what they said. They said the Indians were there pretending to be Indians. Because, you know, everybody had melon. I said, now listen to this. The Boston Tea Party is nothing more than what? What is the Boston Tea Party, everybody? It's a charade. It's blackface. They pulled blackface on you from the very beginning. I'm choking from laughing.
Woo! Don't choke now.
They put on blackface and fooled everybody with the story. And now you mad at blackface. Ain't that amazing? 3364, let's get busy. You on the helio. Who is the contagion?
Hey, you right, bro. Hey, I found out that my grandmother was Seminole, and my daddy's side was Blackfoot Indian. So indigenous. My people was already here. And this our damn land. And to my sister Amy, the reason they're trying to mix with us, so they can't take the damn sun. They need that melanin to damn survive. That's why they want to always get our energy, man. Okay? That's why they got to mix with us. If not, they'll be eliminated off the fucking planet. Okay? And believe that. I got albinos in my family, and she can't take the sun. But her dumb ass took the shot. Now she was in the hospital having all kind of heart palpitations. I tried to tell her, man. Her dumb ass knows she can't take the sun, and she took the goddamn them damn shots.
So she needed
but
vitamin D.
It's a fun time to be alive.
So she wanted vitamin D then. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, she all mixed up, man. You know, it's all about knowing who you are, man.
Again, this is something that we got to deal with because the black people of this area have a problem because we have had so much sex with different groups that you created your own family with them. So now you're going, you can't get mad at your own DNA running around because that's why the virus, I'm trying to tell y'all something, so y'all ain't listening good. I said, the world said, who is the contagion? See, the contagion is people who are intermingling like we doing today. Yeah. So they saying, what nation is intermingling? Now, what's going to change in America, and y'all call it the melting pot, ain't it what's called the melting pot? And you said, at least you remember yourself. If we go with, for instance, you remember who you are. You might be the last group that can remember in your family. You know why? Because your family going along with an agenda to erase your memory. Remember the movie Eraser, everybody? Woke, they have so ingeniously made it so where you would want your memory because you hate your history because you think you're not in it.
Yeah, and that's why once we remember our power, we got the ass, you know how to control the Matrix.
Now the Matrix coming back out. I'm glad you brought that Matrix movie out again, because of what's going on in sci-fi. Let me bring some more calls in. That's a beautiful thing. The question I'm asking y'all is, if y'all know this is your country, and I just gave you the facts, not even off the celestial. We're gonna go out of space in a minute. So when we get to 12 o'clock, we're going out of space. So if you can't handle out of space, you just take your rockets and descend back to the Earth because we're going up. Up above the sky because they watchers. So y'all don't realize they just told everybody. They watching you on satellite. We allow tax-based money to be our own watch. I told you paying opticons. Opticons, Omicron. I told y'all many times. Y'all heard these programs. Okay, they're going to be classic one day.
Hey, drop on. I'm going to say this. That's why that's a good thing because we're in the day of judgment now. Whatever somebody doing, your ass gonna be found out. Whatever you doing, you're in the dead. So you gonna suffer the consequences and repercussions of your actions. All right,
I love that.
That's why the universe works for every action that equal and opposite reaction. Like you said, the word retribution and reciprocity. That's why them demons that killed my man Amar Aubrey, they filmed their own self. They fucked their own self. It's beautiful, man.
Hold on.
We're the day of judgment.
Let's go with that. They told on themselves. They told. You heard the man. I ain't had to say it. He said it for us. That case, we said earlier this week, that case was going to be about real self-defense and fake self-defense. Y'all seen it. Georgia and Minneapolis. Georgia had real attack. These people did a whole difference. Now, here we go again. Now, y'all all connecting this to Black Lives Matter, though. I hope y'all understand this. Even though y'all want to say, that was justice.
And don't leave out what happened in Wisconsin. This ain't a coincidence. They all doing this at the same time with the COVID.
With the COVID.
They trying
Running
to pull. They pulling your strings.
I want you to speak on that. I'm going to let you speak on that because... The dude, hold on, brother.
Every time there's a shooting dealing with race, then all of a sudden at the same time or right after that, you have an uptick in the COVID cases. That ain't no accident, man. Fuck out of here.
Thank you for that.
Another case was going on was that thing that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. When they had all that damn tiki march and all that, eleven of them got convicted too. That case they wasn't talking about too much about that in Charlottesville, Virginia, when they had that march and that girl got run over by that car.
Thank you for that. Stay with me. Now, while all that was going on, there was some blacks that won heavy cases. It was a dude. The police raided his house. He shot back, and he won.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same case, and there's another one. It's about four cases of blacks that won cases that the news media, mm-hmm. because the news media need us to fight each other.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Right.
And that go now, that I'm go talking, back to what Amy was talking about, how they making us fight each other, turn each other into weapons. So you must don't do it. Don't fall for that shit. You ain't gonna fall for it.
Transcendent to others. You ain't falling for it. We ain't worried about you. We trying to transcend to the younger.
Right.
The younger generation, man, is hyping themselves up for this phone. Now, y'all remember us talking about putting them glasses on.
Yeah.
Those who've been with us for a long time, we mentioned them glasses. I'm scared to put them on because I know it can make us go into, you talk about the Matrix. That is the Matrix. When you put the glasses on, you become 3D with the fire. Especially if you took the shot. If you took the shot, you will transhumanize into Meta, which would be...
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm telling you.
Hey.
It's a transcendent
machine,
and it can make billions of dollars for people. I'm going to put the money game out there, too. Billions of dollars billions of dollars. Listen to what I'm saying. It's out there. Do you know how to maneuver it right now to get rich and to get the money to help people and yourself? First yourself, because you can't help nobody until you help yourself. And then you help others.
Yeah.
If you can figure that out through this matrix of the... Because now football is now saying crypto.com. Crypto.com is on all football channels now. Y'all on the line.
And where the Lakers play at now, they just changed their stadium to Crypto Arena, some shit like that now. They just did it.
So we going into the transformation. I said they retrograded in Venus. They retrograded in Venus. 4853.
Man, you dropping it hard. You already off the planet. They just don't realize it. You done took them up past the sun already. You brought them back in the darkness, Dry Bones. Can you see yourself, niggas? Can you see yourself? It's beautiful, man. I want to go all the way back to when the brother was talking about the morals, man. Remember that? Who wrote that book, Morals and Dogma?
Yeah. Morals and Dogma, Manly P. Hall.
Mason, and, right?
Yeah, he met all of them, yeah. Morals, Dogma, and the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. He wrote it, too. He had the
beginning
of that. But go ahead. Pike. Albert Pike.
Yeah, exactly.
Albert Pike.
He has a lodge up there in Corruption City, don't he?
Yeah, he do. The mother
lodge. Big ass statue.
They took the statue down. They tore the statue down, which was a sign of the three world wars that they prophesied. But go ahead. Talk. Keep it going.
Mm-hmm. And when you was talking about the science of the vampires and bloodsuckers, really is just like the trying to get back into the original gene pool. Then they had that movie Abraham Lincoln, the Vampire Slayer. Remember that shit?
Oh yeah, that was crazy. Well, that was a crazy movie. There, I watched it. I watched that movie. That was symbolic as hell.
And now it goes back to see, because at one time we were vegetarians, man. You know, we followed the buffalo and stuff like that, but it don't mean everybody ate meat, because the Essenes and those higher vibrating people were vegetarians, man. You know, but I wanted to bring up this movie since you brought up the Boston Tea Party. Go to YouTube and put this in, because I don't know if you've seen the movie about that brother from Manitowoc, and he's down in the city talking to one of them Hebrew Israelites. They talk about what Yahweh's going to do when he come back and beat the hell out of all these Caucasians, all that foolishness. But a brother walked up to him and showed him his tribe on the 12 tribes of Israel. On the board that the Hebrew Israelites had.
Right.
The name of the video is Ancient Hebrews and Egyptian Civilizations Found in America.
Mm-hmm.
If you put that in YouTube and you watch that video, you know, it really speaks accurately.
I think it was called and the Rocks Cry Out, it's called, something like that.
No, that's Horace Butler. Horace Butler drops the whole science of the Americas. But just you're saying, all of these people are talking about the Moors brought the Ashkenazis here and the Europeans here because they were looking for Israel. They're looking for Jerusalem, the real Jerusalem, not that Israel fake stuff that they got founded in 1945 in Africa. All of that land used to belong to Kemet. All of that used to belong to Egypt.
Right. Because Egypt, all that stuff right there. Now, last week, because I like to keep this consistency going, stay with me, I'm going nowhere. Somebody, I think it was Brother Kwame, mentioned about El Mansour coming over here. That's 9:38 to 10:02. They claim they came over here. Now, I told people, I like what y'all bring to the table because we can break this. Now, his occupation, they said he was leader of the Moors. His source of wealth was sacking and plundering. Assets was 6 million pieces of gold. Claim was himself the conqueror. Now, they claiming, I got this out their own library. I translated it into English because I couldn't, they got Arabic. It says he was dashing, handsome leader of the Moors. Abdul Amir El Mansour rose to power. He was whooping the caliphate favorite, concubines. The caliphate favorites was concubines. He renamed himself, like I told you, they all renamed themselves. That's where they got the naming of themselves first. See, his name was Wilhelm, and he named Wittenhouse because they got it from this, because the people that was just on the history, what you just heard, the blacks running around with diadems. I ain't say head wraps. I said diadems. Okay, now, listen to what they just said. He renamed himself the Conqueror. Every summer, El Mansour raided Christian Spain and hauled his booty back to Cordoba. Remember Ricardo Montalban, the Cordoba Cardinal?
Yes.
Then they said, I'm reading his own occupation in Arabic. It says where he also collected taxes from the prosperous citizens. Hey, that's what they're trying to claim they're doing now. Let's get out the tax base for the wealthy. But is it true? It says he built a fabulous palace called Menadit El Zahir, the Shining City. Sometimes later, the witness will see the sacking of the castles of the mutineers. That's where you get the word mutineers from. Said devil's play. This is what they quoted. It said devil's play in what had once been space full of luxury and melody, overspilling of jewels under the vaults, so splendid as the conjurer of heaven, unquote. Unquote. And then,
now you got mutant, and look at the word mulatto.
Yes, it says the castles of the mutineer. He said the devil's play had been once space. That's why I'm hoping y'all was listening. He said the devil's play had once been spaces full of luxury. And then he said they conjured
exactly
the splendors of the heavens. So they knew they came from outer space. I'm going to tell you why I say this. We're going to get deep today because y'all took me there. And the facts matters. What they trying to get today, everybody? What's the number one commodity that they say you better hedge against? Inflation. Y'all heard it. What is it? They say it all day long. How do you hedge against inflation?
Well, resources.
Precious metals, gold, silver.
Gold and silver. That's all they promote. If you don't listen, whose fault is that? Let me go to 3318.
Go on the Helios. Great show, man, Dry Bones. I appreciate everything you bring forth, man, even on this Helios Biblios show. The intelligence of how you just get this all the thinking. I didn't really want to put a different spin, but I got to. So I know we have a tendency to think of the alienation, but I always look at, because like you're saying, where is the real wealth? How do they maneuver in the wealth? They maneuver in the wealth to how they write up the language that fits them, and the language is only understood by certain individuals. That's why you and I have a sense of understanding. They're using language. I know a lot of people, that shit's not going to win. That's not going to win. That's coming to an end. But wonder if the person who had the original Magna Carta now is dividing up with these other dragon families, and now they all are coming in to see if they can take over, a.k.a. the utopia of America. Woo! Because that's all they want to do. They ain't trying to lose it, but they can't hold on to it any longer. Their time is up to rule alone singly, but now they want the wealth to rule the world, all these families. So the best way to do it is make sure those who are unlearned, a.k.a. the vulgar ones, and the word vulgar is really the commoners, the unlearned. That's what it is. They know motherfuckers don't know this language. So in the meantime, they speak the way they speak with the economics. And what they want to do? Well, the best way that we can make sure this ploy goes forward, that we create universal of health, universal of wealth, and universal of religion, that they're all in the same goddamn plan because everyone's coming against, a.k.a. that matriarch setting. Because that's all it is. Because now the empire introduced the patriarch setting. See, that's what we keep forgetting about what, well, who was running the ship? We keep thinking it was a man-made ship that was running. You already saw what happened with man running the ship. They take over shit. That's the shit we don't really want to look at. And then we don't want to give the purpose of a matriarch, because a matriarch is not about a woman running shit. A matriarch is a union, where you get the word matrimony.
Yep.
So they tell on themselves. So all it is the patriarch wants the motherfucker be the head.
Hold on.
You said a match. See, that's why I keep saying this. Some countries will give you their daughters as a sacred matrimony.
Thank you.
Of wealth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's the wealth. And what had happened was they turned around. The patriarch kill off the woman, come back, claim the orphan, and the orphan was the land to the heir, the child, the inheritance, the bloodline. So now the mother
George
is done,
Washington
the motherfucking caretaker is there to take care of it.
George Washington,
the Pocahontas story.
That's the Pocahontas story.
That's why I love y'all, bro. The dry bones. See, I ain't even got to say much. Y'all could go right on here and hear it for yourself.
I'm telling you.
Hold on. Somebody mentioned, I heard somebody say Thomas Jefferson. That's why I said Thomas Jefferson. These families of the bloodline is in effect. And they had no problem doing this. So I keep saying again, and when we do the Christmas show, I'm telling y'all, it's nothing but sex magic.
The union of the female and the male union.
Now, I know y'all don't want to hear
one more.
They don't want to hear this stuff, but I got to tell them. When they made the land agreement to give them the land, they brought out the women. They had sex
with the
women and laid the contract down. That was the contract.
Thank you.
It was contractual.
Thank you.
The womb was basically on contract for bloodline.
He's the motherfucker. But can I go on going? Here's what I want to predict.
You're breaking up. Slow down. You're breaking up, bro.
All right. Here's
what I want. They don't want me to put this shit out there. That's all right. This energy going forward. Fuck them.
Yep.
As soon as Elizabeth die, this shit is on. Count on it.
Oh.
When Elizabeth is no longer on that, yes. When she's no longer on that throne, the shit's going to be wide open. The queen bee is gone. Now they're going to look for a new goddamn queen bee, and all the fucking families are lining themselves up.
They want, I'm glad, see, that's why I love y'all, because, see, that's connection across the East. Did you know that they want Carmella, the one that had the ugly
That's
one that,
right.
They want her to be it. I seen it
That's
on
why
their
she
news.
Was president for 85 minutes last week. She was president for 85 minutes last week. That was a test.
I'm talking about the one, Carmella Bowles, the one who married Queen Elizabeth's son.
Oh, yeah.
Queen
Elizabeth's
son.
Megan.
What's her name?
No, not Megan. It's the ugly one.
Diana.
Whatever name, Carmella Bowles, Carmella some shit.
Yeah,
it's Carmella
Bowles. Oh, that
she
one.
She is up for the queen, because the son, the oldest son, is up for the kingship. Now he's absolutely right. If she died, now that's a reptilian to the max. I'm gonna show y'all something, y'all. Bro.
That's why they call her Elizabeth. That's why they call her Elizabeth.
Now I'm telling y'all straight up. Y'all better listen carefully. I know y'all hate to hear some of this because no one likes to tell y'all this, especially if y'all ain't used to hearing it. Y'all on the line talking to y'all. I'm talking to those who listening for the first time, who are just starting to be into listening. There is a force. I told you, DNA. You do not want to admit you was reptilian. I know y'all hate to hear that shit. See, you've been told all this other
right,
shit all
brother.
Your life. You've been told a lot of stuff all your life.
Right.
And so now it's time to break from that lie.
My
what
brother. You
say?
But the one thing that fucking reptilian up is that sound, that little sound 528 coming from
well,
the sun.
They got to have the cold, man.
That's why they trying to block out the sun. They got to have that cold. Because
well,
if it gets too hot, they can't
I'm
have
scared they are, you and I both know. I was up. No, they would tell me, they'd be laughing sometimes at how tough. They say, man, that sun ain't going nowhere. But they got chemtrails. I seen chemtrails coming down the whole way. I never thought that people would just go along with it, but they are. They going along with these chemtrails. They are everywhere. They over everything now. And I'm telling people,
but
they are blocking. They can block the DNA. The DNA, the vitamin D.
Here.
Talk
you
about
need
it,
vitamin
man.
D.
Right there.
But look at him, my man. Did you see the thing I'm supposed to sit y'all about that 50,000 extra sunlight plasma coming to the planet now, man? Did you saw that yesterday? I sent y'all.
Yes, I
see. And then you heard the Earth. That give us more power than photons, man.
I'm saying that he said something. It was actually factual. The sun is shooting off stuff. For some strange reason, NASA, I get it from y'all. Y'all the ones sending it. NASA has got a weapon talking about they want to push off asteroids like the movie Armageddon. I don't know if it's based off these flares. But they have said this. It's actually been seen on news saying it. Now, if it's factual or not, the facts show that they showed it. He's absolutely correct. The facts show that they are saying that the sun is shooting off some high-level stuff that they scared of, talking about this, that, and this. And he's absolutely correct. Now, I want to ask y'all, if it is sending that across the universe and it is hitting, is our bodies able to take it? Is one question we best ask. Even if we level. Question two is, I don't know if we'd be alive by the time it gets here, because of course we talking trillions of miles, light years, some type of time away.
So we probably won't be here. But the question, hold on, to bring clarity to everybody so they listen to this type of stuff so we don't think
you may not be here, but the thing about the electrons, you don't need a lot of the full ones. As long as it says the full ones might burn out before it hit us, but it's still going to be these particles. The particles will energize certain aspects of the universe. So here's the question. Is the investment for this? Because if people know this like we know this, then that means they're using science to capture this energy. If the capture of energy is based off this, as our body, the question will be, is our body able to transform into light?
Now,
and that's the question.
Can I say this, Drybone?
Can he transform into
light?
So this is why eventually a lot of these doctors are coming forth to describe these shots now. Because this is what they're saying now. They're saying whatever is in that protein is changing the mitochondria DNA of the carbon.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's it.
I'm done.
That's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect.
That's
perfect.
Why if you don't take that shot, when you get busted in the head with that photon, your power's enhanced, man. That's why every day when they ain't spraying, I go look at the sun for about 10 or 15 seconds, bro. And I feel like Super Nico. Okay, that melon, once that melon, that shit activate my melon. All kind of shit be downloading me, man. And I see all this bullshit they doing, and I know how to work with it, man.
Hey,
how to control the matrix.
Don't have me make a shirt. And I'm gonna give you a chance to get some proceeds. Get a shirt made like that. Hey, you're not making this up because we live in the sun. I mean, I'm gonna tell you. Been in cold, been in sun, and I'm gonna tell you that cold will jack your body up. Without the proper shift, you will be very much messed up. Now, here's again, heat. he is a key element in making the molecules move. So I'm saying this to everybody out there. Whatever you can do, because again, you've been in every element on the planet Earth. That's how our species has worked. So you got to take whatever it takes for you to stay healthy in your region. If you need a certain amount of vitamin D in the regions you're in because of sunlight, some people getting toxicities because they got forest fires still firing up that y'all don't want, you know, we don't talk about on, but we are. They remember, the Earth is always moving. So it's a lot of tragedy and love in the Earth with tragedy and love mixed together. So we got a lot of that going on. But whatever your region is, you better take care of your body and do the right thing, because I guarantee you, it'll affect you in the long run as your body starts to get up into a certain age group. Now let's go to a reality.
Dry bones.
Here.
Dry bones. Can I add something to what you're speaking to?
Y'all rolling. Let me get a few more calls.
I just want to add something to that. You asked that question. I just wanted to throw in.
Yeah, go ahead. Jump
okay.
In.
We're embarking on the Aquarian Age, and the Aquarian Age is all information and all vibration is one, right? So here we are, the sun is shooting off these rays. There's a central sun in everybody's body that permeates everything that keeps us alive.
Right.
So it goes back to the original Marvel comic books. Bev had a nice show last week, and they were talking about Marvel comics and natural remedy medicines on the planet. So that's another reason why they came out with this poke. I call it a poke. Not a spike, even though a spike proteins is just like the brother was speaking to, that attacks the body, and they got some kind of graphene product in there also that covers your organs and things like that, so they won't be able to activate. That's the thing that's causing sterility and all of these problems, shutting down all your organs.
Let me ask you a question, because that makes sense a lot of ways. Let me give you a comparison. So basically what you're saying is, the reason why we know this, because good science, morality science, humanity science said, hey, wait a minute, hold on. This got an adverse effect. Then we got another science of magic that's using to as a manipulation tool to make it where we can control people through them not knowing science. So now let's go to this, because a lot of what we learned
today fear.
About this.
No, it's not fear. It's putting those chips, activate people, just like that guy
right,
with the naval yard.
People are telling us not to do
it. Right, but the thing is, what's causing the people to take the shot? Is it ignorance, fear? You know, that's what I was saying in the context.
Hold on. We said trusting. Right. Let's keep the program. Trusting, they're either naive, innocent, stupid, or cowardly. These are five points. So either they're trusting, because you could trust too much. People think trusting everything is good. I know people are like, you got to trust in it. They got you saying it. You got to trust in the science. Why do I got to trust in the science? That's the question. What is the science telling me?
They dry bones. See, that goes back to what you started the show on initially. There's certain individuals in our families in antiquity who said that these people can help us. But we had a perfect world before we allowed them to help us. And what did they do when they helped us? They took over.
So we gave them our power. I heard clarity.
You told
them
my secret.
Let's deal with that. Hold on. Let's deal with that premise. But you know, we got to put some facts and stuff on them. I got a caller. I got some calls. They've been holding a long time. I'm going to go to 0582. I'm going to go to 0925. Give y'all some time. Then we're going to take we're going to take what we need to take, because when we get to 12 o'clock, ain't going to be no plan. 0582, you first. 0582. 0925.
What's going on, Dry Bones? How you doing?
Look, there you go, man. Appreciate
Sean
you
Sean Kelly.
There you go.
Sean Kelly.
Yes, sir. Get in there, man. I bet you they had Christianity over here. Somebody had to teach them. Go ahead, get them.
Hey, you know, I want to pick up one thing about the Civil War. I want to go back. The ones who were picking cotton, they were the scientists, astrologers, architects, construction workers, electricians, and engineers. They were sent to the South to neutralize them. And the problem also came around where they were fearing that they would also build up people in the South. So the Underground Railroad was based on bringing back those builders, because if you look at, like, I'm in D.C. I am in D.C., and I got the best outlook on the real history here, because it's a different story told on the ground versus put in the books.
Yeah.
And so, like, the White House were built already for nine black presidents before John Hanson and George Washington, all that came into place. And it was burned down according to Civil War. But when you talk about the immigration, only a country, a nation, can uphold immigration laws. So what they're saying is that when the Slavics came over here, that this was a nation already that had laws and had a constitution and had a functioning government.
Yeah, well, we should have killed their ass when they first came over here.
Well, One of the oldest constitutions in America is South Carolina. That's why they named DC District of Columbia. I yield.
I know. Hold on. Let him get his stuff in. He's been holding them and hear from him. Y'all been talking. Go ahead, man, because, again, you bringing some valid points, but we're going to go with that time frame you're talking now. But go ahead. Keep going.
Now I'm going to bring it up to 1950, in the early 50s, when Valley and Thor and two women came from a spaceship, and it was in a farm area in Virginia. And they came out there, and they've been living in the Pentagon for, like, I don't know how many decades, maybe two or three decades. And they were already saying that they were from Venus already. So that ties back with Nikola Tesla, because his satellites, radio satellites, he was making contact with people from Venus. So there was already a connection going on. But because of the conditioning and training, we was unaware of all these things that was taking place. That's why they was trying to erase our history. But the problem is now is that they have to come back into the fold, because as the sun gets closer, then certain type of people on this planet have to go underground.
They can't survive
on the surface.
And them reptiles,
beneath the planet A. Let's go beneath the planet A, because now you're saying to me that a certain group of people, when some type of radiation, Ra comes, because it's actually the sun is Ra. Is that correct, everybody?
Yes.
As radiation
I'm in Ra,
is Ra.
Yeah.
Right. So Ra. So let's just get deep now. Y'all want to go deep earlier, because my team don't have to play today, so we ain't gonna play with y'all. So we you telling me the sun is Ra, and y'all just admitting off.
Yes.
Helios beams across the planet, across the universe.
Plasma.
So
strong,
then we're going through a transformation. So now we're going into transformation. Now, Brother Caddy, everybody forgot, he mentioned that two suns were seen. Sister Shalene been saying there's two suns.
Yes.
They
yes,
have to admit it now. So, I'm trying to get to see if y'all see if this is real. And what we're seeing is real. We're about to see a transformation regardless what anybody thinks.
Hey.
Because basically your body either going to take this radiation or not.
Hey, drop on. The sun, the second sun is black.
Yeah, we did a show about the second sun. That's not an issue to me. The issue of the sun being black and light is two different. They duality, so that's not a problem for me. I'm saying if they're going to be turned into black, and then going to eventually show light, then once it turns from black to light, that's a new transformation.
Yeah, and it's
so
and
is
it's
that
coming,
good or bad for everybody?
Well, it's good for us, but we were taught to live as human beings, and so we don't see the reality. Like for me, talking about starships. And they call it UFOs. I think I sent the link that they opened up a new program for UFOs and departments where they're going to start studying. Therefore, when I brought the title Intergalactic Ambassador, I said, don't be surprised. Because they're going to, They know I know what I'm talking about.
Well, it was a woman.
I'm talking about Starship
a
now.
Hey, Bones.
You've been on here before. It's a, hold on. He's been on here before. Brother Caddy been on here. If you look at the show we did with him when he first going to his search of Ethiopia and found it to be so unbelievable, is I mean, he looked just like the brother. My thing with you with the aliens and the people coming, they had to come to whatever was on the planet. Say they black, so what? They still, the aliens came to them and taught them this stuff. So if the aliens came to black people, I'm not that much, you know, no biggie for me no more. I'm like, who gonna debate that any longer? The question is the mutations that came from this so-called interaction is what we must be experiencing today, because obviously everybody ain't looking the same. So some mutation must took place. And the mutation that y'all talking about is celestial. Seems like y'all saying celestial.
Hey, but
if it's celestial, everybody, is it a good thing
showed you,
or bad
but they,
thing that took place?
But they showed you how the mutation came about in that movie. I forgot it was a movie I was watching. And the astronauts, you know, the satellite came, I mean, the whatever came back to Earth with the astronauts and the with a parachute. And inside it had this entity. And this entity came and it transformed into humans and just mutated. And remember in the end when they thought they killed it and it came into a mice or whatever, it, you know, the mutation transited.
Well, shit, that sounds like Venom.
Into the mice, and then the mice, I was like, wow. But anyway, going mm-hmm. back to what you were saying about Ra, when I look at the alchemical table, it also, the eye of Ra or Ra itself, it when I look at the alchemical table, it also transcends or transcript to radium. So whatever experimentations, radium.
Yeah.
So
Radiant is radium. Or that ray gun
that they used in Chicago. What they call it? It was a ray gun called
the ray of thing. It's called the ray of thing.
So which they experimented with in Chicago.
On, before we go, I gotta go to commercial soon. 99 New York. I hear you. 9927. Jump in.
Hey, hi everyone. I woke up kind of late. I came in at the last minute when y'all was talking about Kamala Harris. And, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, go.
Okay.
Jump in.
I thought you said, hold
we
on.
Hear you.
Yeah, you know Kamala Harris is still president, y'all. Come on. If y'all have noticed, they've been shifting either Joe or James. Which one is it? Where's Joe at? Because they've been using James lately. That's all they've been using is James. Nobody's been paying attention. I've been asking people, I said, where the fuck is Joe Biden? Why is James playing his brother? Is Joe Biden dead? Because they got to put his brother up there because they looking like now that they're older. Come on, or are they using his clone? Which one is it? Because, see, they've been playing this game on us for the longest, and we ain't been paying attention because they've been switching back from Joe to motherfucking ass James. And that and Kamala Harris been in the spotlight every fucking day. Nobody paying attention. Kamala Harris is still president, y'all. That's a fact. Her 85 minutes.
So hold. That's hardcore. Now we do know that he gave her this so-called supreme duty for when he went under this so-called biopsy. I mean, I'm not sure who he is because he don't answer no questions. He off the script immediately. Boom. And he got a brother. I don't know, but all I'm saying is, give me your premise of why, if she is the president, what should we be looking for? What you see we should be looking for if she is the president? So we can see this. You know,
so,
I think that's a hell of a premise. But go ahead.
Right now, she's not in control of shit. But they got her where they're going to be doing
pretending
her, you know, the bidding for her and making the things that she needs to be put in place right now.
Because
they
said she
was out there.
I'm not making this up. They said she was a front runner, her and Obama's wife. I seen it. I said, her and Obama's wife. I said, this is getting to be crazy. So I said to myself,
I ain't seen that one.
Can you imagine?
With them being
Look it up.
Ain't no telling. They run the country for all of us, you know.
Front runner,
because Biden said, came out of his mouth one day
runner.
And said to Obama. Yeah. He came out of his mouth one day and said, Obama. I was like, Obama. Obama
What's going on here?
What's going on?
And let me ask you a question.
Yo.
Do you think this
you
mutation?
See they killing
do you think this mutation?
With the vaccine, they're killing the baby.
Right.
Having the women is having stillborns that's taking the vaccine, and now they want you to go kill your kid. They want you to line up, get your kids vaccinated, and boost the shot. So that they can kill the baby.
No. I'm gonna say this. Your illustrious governor, Holcomb. I'm listening to her. I don't know why the women are not afraid of what she's saying, but they seem to have a following that's unbelievable.
I went off about.
I've never seen nothing like it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about what you're around. You're still surrounded by that atmosphere, regardless of what takes place. I mean, if Buffalo go crazy or New York go crazy, a lot of our people
mandate.
In trouble. Ain't no lie
they
about that. They can't pretend on
mandate.
No. Yeah, so we want to make sure y'all understand what we're getting into. Stay with me. Y'all got your lines open. All you on the line.
Right,
now.
They using the South African variant, the Omarion.
Right.
to stop people
moronic.
From traveling. And the shit in Africa already said
moronic.
That shit ain't even like how they said it. It's not like that. They lying. Africa already
Africa,
said
thank you, thank
that
you.
It is not
Africa
like
said.
That.
Yeah.
They lying.
I'm going to just say this.
They
want to
break us down.
I think people got to realize and being fucking idiots and
bowing down. And they doing this
sacrifice.
They sacrificing their kids and everything like dummies.
Yeah.
They're making that shit up against African countries refuse to take them shots, man. That's why they're trying to say some old new shit
right,
coming to Africa.
All
them
I'm saying, y'all, is
refuse to
I'm
take
glad
them
y'all
shots.
Brought this up because, again, I want y'all to see the double standard that we live in. Now, when it was done earlier in the game, everybody went against the homeboy and said, oh, now your boy's saying he using the same tactics, nothing new. Oh, I'm going to leave this group out. Now, why they pick Africa is the question. Now, y'all going to find out that China is behind this. China is behind
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean, Trump was,
China is
the China virus.
Very problem. Yeah.
You know, President Donald Trump was talking about
the
China virus.
They was going by the alphabet. They was going by the Greek alphabet. Everybody know that. They was going by the Greek alphabet. And now they changed up to this crazy acronym for moronic. So the thing is, they knew the Chi name was XI. They could not do that,
and they
changed
over
up.
It.
That's why I keep telling people.
Yeah, that's a Chinese
yeah,
man.
The cover,
that's right.
That's right. So they knew they couldn't go to that Delta variant. Now, we did the program. Y'all heard it yourselves that this is already scripted. So right now, we should be like, oh, shit, if the people go along with this one here, that's why y'all got to have the energy to repel this round. That's one thing about people don't realize that we have. It's really about who you're around all the time. If you're around a lot of craziness, you're going to experience some craziness. Unfortunately, it's out there.
Right.
But
right.
The whole battle of this is you got to see the big picture because there is a force that's fighting in behalf of all of us at this point. And one of the forces, I'm going to play this for people who do not know.
I know, sad that we
watch Malcolm
Ford
Rick.
Is fighting.
Hold on,
Kennedy.
Hold on.
Kennedy is fighting. He wrote a book about
Kennedy,
Dr. Fauci.
Fauci.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
They are fighting against
everybody.
They
y'all got America the apartheid. The sister put the book out for us years ago. Dr. Fauci in the book. But just show you how brainwashed he is. Now, this man's daughter just died, Malcolm X. Malcolm X's daughter just died.
Oh, yeah.
After they
had
released, they claimed the release off of a show.
They killed her.
About his.
One of the twins. Right?
Now,
one of the twins.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is this is what happened. But I'm going to pay homage the way I need to pay homage to this man. This man told us, ain't no reason why many of us ain't paying attention to what he even said. But he said, now his daughter's dead, but mysteriously or not, 56 years old. Nobody knows what's going on. The other sister been initiated into the Deltas. So is Joy Reid. All of them been initiated into these so-called Boule organizations. Is it truly a sacrifice? Y'all be the one. But let their father tell you what took place.
In this crooked game of power politics here in America, the Negro, namely the race problem, integration, civil rights issue, are all nothing but tools used by the whites who call themselves liberals against another group of whites who call themselves conservatives, either to get into power or to retain power. Among whites here in America, the political teams are no longer divided into Democrats and Republicans. The whites who are now struggling for control of the American political throne are divided into liberal and conservative camps. The white liberals from both parties cross party lines to work together toward the same goal. And white conservatives from both parties do likewise. The white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. Both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. And by winning the friendship and support of the Negro, the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn or a weapon in this political football game that is constantly raging between the white liberals and the white conservatives. The American Negro is nothing but a political football. And the white liberals control this ball through tricks or tokenism, false promises of integration and civil rights. In this game of deceiving and using the American Negro, the white liberals have complete cooperation of the Negro civil rights leader, who sell our people out for a few crumbs of token recognition, token gains, token progress. In the New York Tribune, in an editorial dated February the 5th, 1960, they pointed out that out of 11 million qualified Negro voters, only 2,700,000 actually take time to vote. This means that, roughly speaking, only 3 million out of the 11 million Negroes who are qualified to vote take an active part. And the remaining 8 million remain voluntarily inactive. And yet it is this small minority, the 3 million Negro voters, who help determine who will be the next president. If who will be the next president can be influenced by 3 million Negro voters, it is easy to see why the presidential candidates of both political parties put on such a false show with the Civil Rights Bill and promises of integration. They must impress the 3 million voting Negroes who are the actual integration seekers. And if so much fuss is made over these 3 million integration seekers, what would the presidential candidates have to do to appease the 8 million non-voting Negroes if they ever decided to become politically active? They hold the balance of power. Who are the 8 million non-voting Negroes? What do they want? And why don't they vote? The 3 million Negro voters are the so-called middle-class Negroes, or high-class Negroes, or uppity Negroes, who are referred to by the late Howard University sociology professor E. Franklin Frazier as the black bourgeoisie, who have been educated to think as patriotic individualists with no racial pride whatsoever, who believe in and look forward to the future integrated, intermarried society that is constantly being promised to them by the Negro politician. And therefore, this integration-minded 3 million minority remain an active part of the white-controlled political parties. But it must never be overlooked that these 3 million Negro integration seekers are only a small minority of the 11 million qualified Negro voters. The 8 million non-voting Negroes are the majority, the downtrodden black masses. They have refused to vote. They've refused to take a part in politics because they reject the Uncle Tom approach of the clergy politician leadership that has been handpicked for the so-called Negroes by the white man himself. This clergy politician leadership does not speak for the Negro majority. They don't speak for the black masses. They speak for the black bourgeoisie, the brainwashed, white-minded, middle-class minority, who, because they are ashamed of their race, because they are ashamed of being black, and don't want to be identified with black, they are seeking to lose this black identity by mixing and mingling and intermarrying and integrating with the white society. The race problem cannot be solved by listening to the white-minded, brainwashed minority. The white man must try to learn what the black majority wants. The president would be wise to try and learn what the black masses want. And the only way to find this out is by listening to the man who speaks for the black masses. And I can declare to you tonight and to the entire world that the man here in America who speaks for the majority.
He gonna say, Elijah Muhammad. Let's get busy, y'all. Let's see what really took place here in America. Y'all heard it. He said the liberals. He said they were the most unbelievable of all. Same thing that Marcus Garvey said. Now, are we listening to the dead, or do we want to be the walking dead? 7996, welcome to the Helios.
We
about
they
want to
worship the dead. That's the whole problem.
I got 7969. I keep that, again, try to keep your mics if you're going to talk. I heard you. Yeah, are they worshiping the dead? That's another story, y'all. I mean, come on. They are worshiping the dead. That's a fact.
Hey, bro,
that's what they're doing. They're worshiping the
dead. Instead of learning.
Well,
somebody got some shit going on, man.
Yeah, echo. Somebody got echo. There we go. If you ain't going to talk, just mute yourself. I'm just trying to get all y'all on the line because we want to make sure we hear from everybody we can because this is like a project in the making. You heard they say this. What y'all think about the masses that don't vote? I mean, think about, he said the leverage that the people who don't really believe in it, but if you knew that you were at the beginning of it, would that make a difference?
Mute your mic.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear
you. Yeah, we can hear you.
Somebody need to mute their mic.
Somebody's driving.
Okay, you did good. You got rid of
yeah.
it. Good.
Yeah.
But you're right, man. See, that's the problem with black people. We want to worship our ascended masters, man. That's the whole problem. And then when we want somebody to be our leader, our master, what the enemy do? They kill their ass. So now my objective is all of us be masters, man. Okay, once all of us get the power or the one, the remnants, then they can't bump us off. Because all of us be look at the sun and be super niggas, they can't take us all out. So y'all look at the sun tomorrow, man. Go outside and look at the sun, especially
now,
if they're not spreading.
Yeah,
don't go out
once
there.
You look at the sun it responds to you. It starts pulsating, and you can, when you look at it, you can move your hands and get the clouds out the way so it can, and it brightens
there
up even
you go.
More. So I know.
You know how to do it.
You know, once I get out there, I
like the
right
sun
now.
Now
we don't have
but on the
yeah.
practicality
we don't have the sun right now.
Now again, on a health practicality, I'm gonna say we're not gonna debate the sun as a powerful source of energy. That's not debatable really because it is. But now when we get into where your supply chain Your subsistence is now predicated. If a program was put in place that showed you that they can get people to actually follow a plan, then the whole thing of superhero or super nigga, as y'all saying, would be able to debunk it. Y'all just heard earlier that the hero of all these revolutions was a double agent.
Negro.
Pharaoh magician.
That's how it always is.
Think about what you're saying. Hold on.
Hey, like I said, brother.
Listen up.
Queen, we need you to tell us what you're saying without going over. I need to hear what you're saying.
She might be on mute, bro.
For sure.
Yeah, she's on mute. We wouldn't be able to hear. So some people, when they start talking, they can't hear, man. You cannot talk and listen at the same time.
I want to hear what she's saying. I want to hear what everybody's saying, but I'm not going to have y'all just keep talking. I'm going to mute you. I asked you a question. We at the point where we need to hear from you. If you're hearing these things happening, you seeing it happening, it's in your – you're not fighting your government. If your government cuts you off today of heat, you finished. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Some people. Hey, well, look here, Dry Bones. See? Like you talking about supply chain. You got, hey, Dry Bones, hold up. You look at how the economy works, this fascism works, man. They talking that a lot about the supply chain, but in certain stores, they got their own goddamn ships, man, like Walmart.
Like Amazon.
Right.
Yeah, they got their own fucking ships. They got to keep the supply chain, get more money. They're going to keep it flowing, man.
The thing is, depending on what region your area you're working or live at, let me give you an example. Just like up here now, I can go online to Amazon right now, order some shit. I might get it tonight. Yep. I'll get it tomorrow. That's only because here in Chicago now, Amazon warehouses are damn near on every other corner. Now, down in Memphis, it's a little different. I can order something down there. It might take a week for it to get to the house because, see, Amazon is not prominent down there, at least not yet. But it all depends on where you live at, though.
Yes, sir, because in Memphis, you know who controls Memphis?
Now, hold on.
Federal Express. Amazon
got mass supplies, so they got supplies everywhere. Anything you want, they got it.
Now, what about the job? Now, hold on. Let's go in y'all regions. Y'all got everybody showing the same thing, I think, in your region as well as ours, that we got people wanting to work.
People in Illinois... We rank top of the nation of people quitting their jobs. They getting the fuck up out of here.
Now you gotta take that shot. Now they gonna make you take that shot.
Or you can't afford to pay your property taxes. That's what didn't happen here the past couple months. The property taxes keep going up, and people cannot afford to live here no more. They getting the fuck up out of here.
Right.
Plus the crime, the carjacking, everything.
I want y'all to get a reality grip now. We got to get a reality grip. Every region on this is on this line. I'm asking y'all regions. If you telling me the reality got to kick in, even though with all that we talk about, that it's definitely organized. We see that all this organized. You just said to us that they got people who got their own trail line. That means they pirates. That means that pirate connections have been made. We've been saying it for how long? And these pirate connections, these pirate entities.
And that's who won the Super Bowl last year.
Right, right.
Yeah. And that's, Dry Bone. That's what that whole parade was about. They're doing a flash rob.
The stores is going in. These corporations is going in, hiring people to go in, rob their store for the insurance.
Yeah, because they get insurance. It's called flash mob, flash raw.
That's the same thing they did with the World Trade Center. That's the same thing they did at the World Trade Center. We have watched them take insurances out on every catastrophe. So obviously, they telling us that they're going to do this. The thing about this is our mind is like, we already video games.
Hey.
You can see it without having glasses on. That means you can really
see. Hey, drive on. That's why they made sure that verdict, them three devils got convicted or guilty, because them niggas was going to tie Georgia up, man. They had play. They were going to burn that goddamn city down, that redneck Brunswick. Them young cats, they were going to tear that motherfucking place up, man. So they had to do it because
right. Now, that was, again, that's reality check. That's reality. See, the whole thing, you said earlier, cosmic energy, they told on themselves. They said he ain't had no weapon. We just chased him. We were going to make, they told on themselves. The other one, which was the most curtailing one, because I gave y'all these clues about this society, was the Rittenhouse, and y'all heard it yourself, kind of was different because, see, if you give up your arms to a tyrannical government, the Constitution is done, everybody.
So, yeah, you'd be a damn fool to give up your shit.
Right, well, that's what we've done.
Now, that was
you
all
heard
crazy
earlier,
about
Malcolm said this group, as the Malcolm told y'all, Malcolm, just to think about how Malcolm, his two killers got acquitted, and one is already dead, but just the fact that, damn, what did they find that would acquit these cats? And, man, it's just amazing to me how we can watch.
Travons, can I say something?
Jump
so that thing in Wisconsin, you got to remember who's out there. So you're right. This is the only way the Protestants to be able to have a sacrificial lamb in order to keep the Protestant way of business going. So that judge, he was with the Protestant.
Yep.
He's fighting Catholicism.
Yep.
And so now as he allowed that individual, that minor with that weapon in order to keep the militia bill going, that's why they had to do it. So that was all, I'm going to call it a stage for the world to send a message to the global, we ain't giving up just like that. And they use that little boy for that.
Now, the group, I named these groups for y'all. Thank you, brother, for that analogy there. We named these groups for y'all, but these seven churches is the book of Revelations. These seven churches
talk about
brought
it.
Over here. These seven churches brought over here. One was the Mennonites, Huguenots, you name it, the Pilgrims, Puritans, they came and grow, but they
Quakers.
They said we unleashed our prisoners, our vagabonds, and released. Now that
Talk
was
about
the
it.
Trick. Same trick being done today with bringing in everybody from Afghanistan, Turkestan, Uzbekistan. Is here.
Yeah, it's called sanctuary cities.
Yeah. So by it being called a sanctuary city, now y'all realize the city that they must kill is the Sodom and Gomorrah story.
Hey, drop on. Let me add on something.
Weapons.
Let me add on something.
They're going to use electronic weapons. I'm going to say that.
You will not be able to get your money
at all.
Tribone, you and I have been going to church too much.
Hey, but check this out, though.
We've been going to church
too much, Tribone.
You and I see this shit. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead, family.
No, I was just going to say real quick, going back to the whole lockdown thing, I'm just speaking on Chicago for a minute. They shut down all the court systems, domestic violence court, all the other stuff. And guess what? All the domestic violence cases and everything went up. Then at the same time, why they shut the courts down? Quote unquote, because of COVID. Guess what the Cook County jails here did? A lot of some of the state prisons, they started letting people go because the COVID, so-called COVID situation was rising in the prisons, and they let a lot of these people go. But what the mainstream news is not telling people, it wasn't the nonviolent offenders more or less. It was the actual violent offenders that let go, and they're out here killing and shooting people. And then they're getting arrested again, and guess what? They're being let go again out on bail and electronic home monitoring. That's
because
no accident.
Bonds,
this is the people
bonds,
that's already
because
here.
Because those bonds are dead, brother. because those bonds are dead. They can't hold them anymore under those bonds. And now because they can't hold them under those bonds, they can't do business the way they were doing it. So now they got to release them. Now that came from the globalists because the globalists need chaos to happen with these Protestants. I'm done.
Now, hold on.
Order
hold on,
out
hold
of chaos.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah. Out of chaos. Hold on, hold on. All I want y'all to know, I ain't making this up. I watch a lot of video games for what's going on. Did y'all see the games being played? The Crusade Wars is number one. Look at the game.
And Grand Theft Auto. With these Grand Theft Auto.
No, not Grand Theft Auto there, but we talking about these new games that they got the killing games. They got these games called 2040-something.
Shit, Grand Theft Auto's in Chicago now.
Right,
yeah.
They doing
now
a whole bunch of stuff. Now, the key, I'm saying Grand Theft Auto been doing it for, they've been training. We was playing Grand Theft Auto when it first came out. That's how long ago that was. So, actually, they've been showing using rap music, let's be honest, using rap music
like my sister.
As the premise. Now, that's why that dude had to do what he did. See, now, I'm bringing it to fruition. Y'all bringing it to fruition. See, that's why the guy was a rapper. To the guy who ran to the kids, he was a rapper, supposedly.
Are you talking about Travis Scott?
What's going on?
The guy who ran him over the vehicle, the guy who killed some people in Wisconsin, was a rapper.
I seen his video. I said,
wasn't George Ford supposedly affiliated with the Ghetto Boys too?
Like my sister Amy said,
they use synthetic telepathy to get in people's head to make they think they doing shit. They using the fake voice of God weapons to make people go crazy. Amy, on the money with that.
Yep, right on the money.
Wow.
We've been told. Now I got to do this for everybody out there because again. This came out, they think, I just regurgitated what I'm hearing. The whole thing was, when we talk about these exterminations, this is what they claim. Remember, everybody should look up the Indian Wars. If you really want to know the history of the Indian Wars and find out what truce was used and what was used and who was on whose side, it'll blow your mind. Because if you don't do that, you could never really see how much savagery and espionage and sex is used. That's period.
Hey, that's why they brought. Let me say it real quick. That's why they brought some Africans over here to be the Buffalo Soldiers to kill the indigenous people over here, man. That's why they brought them niggas from Africa over here to kill the indigenous black that was already over here because we indigenous blacks weren't going for their bullshit.
I'm gonna tell you the troops I seen in the black hills. They was black. I'm gonna show that. When it's time, I got the whole thing. I show people. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They went to the Carlisle.
They got the
Native Americans to go to that Carlisle school. Y'all better look that school up. The Carlisle school was used, and a bunch of schools, Reebok, a whole bunch of schools was used, including Tuskegee and all them. For all that. But let me say one more thing.
I'll be quiet. That's why they had Michael Jordan from North Carolina, the Tar Heels. Your heels black, like tar. The Tar Heels, North Carolina, the black people.
Damn. You ain't have to go out like that, man. You say that's deep. And think about the sacrificial entities of that whole thing. And Michael Jordan, love to meet him. I ain't got no disrespect to him. I was never a real Jordan fan because I was a Knicks fan. I wanted Patrick Ewing to beat their ass. And I loved Detroit at that time because, that's the era. We was actual Buffalo Braves back in the day. We became the Clippers. So all our greats went to the West. But none to say.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. The thing that happened with basketball, I'm going to use sports since you brought sports up because everybody going to get into sports in a little while. The thing about sports. It's an athletic, gladiator, tribal event to all nations. Every nation had their own fighters. And so the thing with me is when I see how great we were and how great everybody, look at us, I said, man, that's amazing how the whole earth loved the Ali's, loved the Jesse Owens. I mean, the history that we've been taught is fraudulent. How can the Germans pay for Joe Louis's funeral? Y'all forgot that shit. See, you forgot that the Germans paid for Joe Louis. You forgot that Hitler gave Jesse Owens the highest degree. You forgot all that. See, that's why I know if you stick to one thing and don't know what really happened, that's why you become a clone of the Matrix. The Matrix had clones. They were citing clone wars. That's what see, the clones don't mean you are pure transhuman. You could be cloned in the mind first.
That's right. That's right.
And that's common
sense. That's synthetic telepathy. You show
you
right.
Your mind
right.
First. So you know how many how many bad parents have cloned bad children, and how many bad parents have cloned children have superseded over their bad clone ways? Because the first clone is your parents.
Right. Yeah.
They cloned you first. So if you got
you don't believe that's in your life.
You always see the key to being a real person is you don't blame everybody for what you went through. See, you caused your own shit. See, you want to blame people, showed you've been tricked how many times? Your mind and your
bamboo.
Own family liberals. And,
yeah.
And all we do is we blame. Now, that's by brainwashing. See, when you are a nation that always blames, that means you want handouts. So y'all didn't know that. I'm going to give you the whole clue.
See what Wesley's been telling us. We can break that spell. That's all it is.
Oh,
we get that brainwashing, that spell. You can't. It can be broken.
It ain't going to come with no easy.
By using your words.
So
by using your words.
It's entrenched.
Your words.
It's entrenched. Yo, you can give me your word. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Let's be real. Y'all all have done business. Many of you have done business and are business people. You know that you have given your people first preference. Have they succeeded economically, digitally in your mind to proficiently say, I can always count on our people? Physically say that in your mind when you're doing business. If you can't, now I'm talking about business. I ain't talking about bullshit. Y'all talking. If you ain't got no housing, ain't never brought shit, never, you got to deal with real people to sell real shit. If you can actually tell me today on this line that you ain't say, I'm going to give my people first preference, and you actually do it, and then you find out, holy shit, I got to fire this motherfucker. Oh, I'm going to be broke. He trying to hold out a job for goddamn weeks that should have been done. Do you know how you know the difference? Get another group to come. The group that could come the fastest right now in America is the Mexicans. Now, play with me right
now. That's because they stick together. They stick together.
Play with me right now with the reality of economics. I'm talking commerce. I ain't talking nothing but commerce.
Well, hell, Mexicans here are my neighbors.
Now, you going to tell me they come, when they take your roof off, they come in 8 to 10 deep. They ain't coming with 3 motherfuckers.
When they come, lay your concrete on, lay the concrete for your garage patio, true story, 4 months ago.
So
had it done in 2 days.
Who thought of that, everybody? Who thought of that? Now, you're supposed to be the first Freemason. That's what y'all tell everybody. Come on the line and talk some shit today. I ain't got to play. We played on Thanksgiving. So, we've been blessed. Now,
we've been holding
how the hell?
For a long time now. First,
I watched the real estate. I'm watching real estate and real estate. Real estate is just like the music industry. I watched the Funkadelics. I'm gonna tell y'all something. These documentaries that's coming out when people get old and tell the whole truth, they got one on the Funkadelics called Uncut on Prime. I was in tears. I wanted to kick George Clinton's ass myself.
I saw it.
I wanted to kick his ass myself. When I seen how, if it wasn't for the, shit, I got to go there. That's going to be my bucket list. I got to go to the Rock of Fame in Cleveland, because that's where he let all the rest of them come in. It wasn't for that time, they were all had a hell of a career. That made them feel so good, that energy. I said, man, it's amazing how people will use your body for their game.
Mm-hmm.
They vampire. They vampire. See, your own people vampires. See, the first vampires were black. That's what they call Vlad the Impaler Bay. His name was Vlad the Impaler Bay. I'm giving you the last name. It was Vlad the Impaler Bay.
And what's that DJ on YouTube? DJ Vlad that does all the interviews with the black artists and stuff like that? That ain't no accident, bro.
Yeah. That ain't by accident. That's a whole transformation of the artifact, but they gave you the clues. The clues, see, that's why you're able to see it, because the clue was just given. Vlad got you Transylvania. I told you, Transylvania, Pennsylvania. And now, that's why Abraham Lincoln, you said the vampire. I'm going by everything you said so y'all can see is factual. They said the copper baggers, the liberals, were the vampires. They wanted to drink the agrarian blood of the agriculture of Earth. See, because the Confederacy, I know y'all hate to hear this. I know y'all do. But see, y'all must don't look up flags all the way through. Flags under the Masonic temples, that is a Christian flag that you see. That is Horus' flag of the Confederacy. The resurrection of the South, that's Horus. The crossing of the hands is Horus. It's, just look it up. I'm not making this up. I don't have time to make up shit now.
Right.
So all that showing you, you don't even know your own history. But you want the liberals to erase your history because you believe in Black Lives Matter. Now you will behold the pale horse.
The primary reason why the individual citizens of a country create a political structure is a subconscious wish or desire to perpetuate their own dependency relationship of childhood. Simply put, they want a human god to eliminate all risk from their life, pat them on the head, kiss their bruises, put a chicken on every dinner table, clothe their bodies, tuck them into bed at night, and tell them that everything will be all right when they wake up in the morning. This public demand is incredible, so the human god, the politician, meets incredibility with incredibility by promising the world and delivering nothing. So who is the bigger liar, the public or the godfather? This public behavior is surrender born of fear, laziness, and expediency. It is the basis of the welfare state as a strategic weapon, useful against a disgusting public. Most people want to be able to subdue and or kill other human beings which disturb their daily lives, but they do not want to have to cope with the moral and religious issues which such an overt act on their part might raise. Therefore, they assign the dirty work to others, including their own children, so as to keep the blood off their own hands. They rave about the humane treatment of animals and then sit down to a delicious hamburger from a whitewashed slaughterhouse down the street and out of sight. But even more hypocritical, they pay taxes to finance a professional association of hitmen, collectively called politicians, and then complain about corruption in government. Again, most people want to be free to do things, but they are afraid to fail. The fear of failure is manifested in irresponsibility, and especially in delegating those personal responsibilities to others where success is uncertain or carries possible or created liabilities which the person is not prepared to accept. They want authority, but they will not accept responsibility or liability, so they hire politicians to face reality for them. The people hire the politicians so that the people can, one, obtain security without managing it, two, obtain action without thinking about it, three, inflict theft, injury, and death upon others without having to contemplate either life or death, four, avoid responsibility for their own intentions, five, obtain the benefits of reality and science without exerting themselves in the discipline of facing or learning either of these things. They give the politicians the power to create and manage a war machine to, one, provide for the survival of the nation womb, two, prevent encroachment of anything upon the nation womb, three, destroy the enemy who threatens the nation womb, four,
destroy those citizens of their own country who do not conform for the sake of stability of the nation womb. Politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are soldiers, the attorneys and the CPAs next, who are spies and saboteurs, and the judges who shout the orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear. The generals are industrialists. The presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. The people know that they have created this farce and financed it with their own taxes, but they would rather knuckle under than be the hypocrite. Thus, a nation becomes divided into two very distinct parts, a docile subnation and a political subnation. The political subnation remains attached to the docile subnation, tolerates it, and leeches its substance until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour its parent. Human beings are machines, levers which may be grasped and turned, and there is little real difference between automating a society and automating a shoe factory. Factor 1. As in every social system approach, stability is achieved only by understanding and accounting for human nature. A failure to do so can be, and usually is, disastrous. As in other human social schemes, one form or another of intimidation, or incentive, is essential to the success of the draft. Physical principles of action and reaction must be applied to both internal and external subsystems. To secure the draft, individual brainwashing, programming, and both the family unit and the peer group must be engaged and brought under control. Factor 2. Father. The man of the household must be housebroken to ensure that Junior will grow up with the right social training and attitudes. The advertising media, etc., are engaged to see to it that father-to-be is compliant before or by the time he is married. He is taught that he either conforms to the social notch cut out for him, or his sex life will be hobbled and his tender companionship will be zero. He is made to see that women demand security more than logical, principled, or honorable behavior. By the time his son must go to war, father, with jelly for a backbone, will slam a gun into Junior's hand before father will risk the censure of his peers or make a hypocrite of himself by crossing the investment he has in his own personal opinion or self-esteem. Junior will go to war. Our father will be embarrassed. So Junior will go to war, the true purpose notwithstanding. Factor 3. Mother. The female element of human society is ruled by emotion first and logic second. In the battle between logic and imagination, imagination always wins. Fantasy prevails. Maternal instinct dominates, so that the child comes first and the future comes second. A woman with a newborn baby is too starry-eyed to see a wealthy man's cannon fodder or a cheap source of slave labor. A woman must, however, be conditioned to accept the transition to reality when it comes or sooner. As the transition becomes more difficult to manage, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated, and state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and father at an earlier age. Inoculation of behavioral drugs can speed the transition for the child. Factor 4. Junior. The emotional pressure for self-preservation during the time of war and the self-serving attitude of the common herd that have an option to avoid the battlefield is all of the pressure finally necessary to propel Johnny off to war. Their quiet blackmailings of him are the threats: no sacrifice, no friends, no glory, no girlfriend. Factor 5. Sister. And what about Junior's sister?
She is given all the good things of life by her father and taught to expect the same from her future husband, regardless of the price. Factor 6. Cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains. And so this mindless school of jellyfish, father, mother, son, and daughter, become useful beasts of burden or trainers of the same. So now you know. You can see every step.
You heard Beast of Burden, and that was taught by the Rolling Stones in their album, Beast of Burden. It's amazing.
And useful eaters. Useless eaters.
That was put together by that's William Cooper. Behold a pale horse, through his own words, of actually what is being taken place. Now, this book was written years ago, in the 80s. Years ago. And actually exactly what's going on today. Our kids are in now a biological war. We have put our young people in a biological war right now, under attack by vaccines, because they talk about the guns. No, they're not talking about guns. They don't need guns to do this. All they need is ultraviolet rays. Rays. Transmission of rays. The Bible says they call the prince of the power of the air.
That's right.
I'm just giving you the scriptures, just in case you think you know them. I don't know. Anyway, let's get busy. I want to hear from y'all. Did y'all hear this?
And they say it's
up right there.
Yes, sir.
Your lines are open. How can we not say we have never heard this? Many of us read this book years ago, and now I'm realizing, man, how powerful. He dead. Actually, they tried to kill him. Amazing. And then I want to talk about the leaders that we still have. Ain't been shot at. They never. They don't even live in the same zip code as you. Something got to change in the mindset of people that's been told to be jellyfish. That's why they got eating all them jellies.
Yeah, I'm glad about it because
you know that. All them gummies, man.
I won't say nothing. Go ahead.
Jump. Talk. Go. I want to hear from Al. Go ahead, Jump.
That's why they even gave him a warning. They told him to be quiet. They told him, stop waking up the dead. And as he put it out there, the dead was this. The dead is that they all were serfs. And if they were serfs, because they still think that they're a free, independent nation. You are still under the British Empire rule. And if you're paying the tax, that makes you the slave. And they know that. And they don't want you learning this language, because they got to keep this money flowing. And that's how they keep their energy going, by keeping you subservient to their value or their direction to what they see. And that's why they send you to their school. That's all it was. It was serfdom.
And
I'm the last serf.
It's a lot of nations. I want you to know that what he just said, it's a lot of nations involved in just remember, you had to be recognized. Morocco recognized America. It was Morocco, everybody, that freedom of peace and friendship and peace. Everybody act like that don't mean nothing, but it do mean something, because that's a strange thing. How did Tripoli, which is the Marine song, and you acting like that's bad? Oh, y'all want that band too? Y'all want the Star Spangled Banner band? Don't know what that means, Masonically. I know you don't. That's why I don't even talk about it. All this is being banned before your very eyes. It is your history.
Oh, say can they see? I don't think so. I don't think they can see it all.
They can see it. Yeah,
I think
it started in the Mediterranean, in the halls of Hercules. That's where it started at. But I guess we don't know that part either. So if everything is our minds are welfare states from good times. See, everybody don't want to work no more. If you can get a government, I told you, universal income. Obama told you. Obama said, my country, he was out of being a president saying, he was going to Africa saying, we're about to be, universal income. And we played it for you how many times? Nobody even plays that hardly. I've been on shows, they don't even play shit like that. Obama said universal income is coming. And that's what they're going to be. And we're going to have to deal with AI. And it just went over your heads, obviously. Because he sure told you. He sure told you. Now, how is that overlooked now? Really? How could that be overlooked?
And for my brother up there in Chicago, or anybody, like he said, a lot of people are walking away from, that's the ploy. Get that equity up. We don't want you holding no land, because the next spot you go, you're renting. And we ain't running shit. We're going to be running
right.
it all.
Right.
They're forcing
right.
them out purpose.
They want you to rent. They use Zillow. It's all over the news. California did this, everybody. Zillow is a Ponzi scheme to flip houses. They showed it.
And the only reason why Zillow failed, because they started the game a little too early. They didn't get enough people. But they in the housing business. Since when does the Federal Reserve buy goddamn residential property? Think about it, y'all.
Thank you. They buying the property up. They buy able to buy huge tract of land and then determine the interest rate. And that's why I told you. I'm going to read this to you. That this is what the war was about before we go deep, because I know we ain't got much time before they cut all this board off. This board cut off at 1 o'clock, so the board, I have no problem. But this is what they said. It said that the whole Iroquois Confederacy was dedicated to the whole extermination of the Huron. They saying it was dedicated to the wholesale extermination of the Huron.
You breaking up, man. Hey, drop bone. You breaking up, man.
Okay. I'm sure I am.
And you breaking up because truth is going forward.
Yeah, it said the Iroquois Confederacy was dedicated to wholesale extermination of the Huron, a loathsome feat that nearly managed to be achieved. They said in the far west, the Blackfoots attempted to impose genocide on the Flathead people and the Cayuse, which is Cayuse, were the bloodthirsty enemies of the native neighbors. Then they said they brought the English over and reasoned that they was driven from their birthplace, tolerate the criminal. This is what it said now. I'm not making this up. England, and the reason for coming here, they said they were driven from their birthplace with the intolerance of a criminal political practice by the monarchy and aristocrats knee-deep in the familiar lip service paid to Yahweh's scripture standards, including weight of matter of economic justice, courtroom jurisprudence, and usury interest rates. That was the battle of Yahweh. Y'all better come on this line. I'm telling you.
And who started all those? And who started all those usury laws? Catholicism, aka Egypt. I'm done.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Before we cut off this line, you know I got to do. See, before capitalism is destroyed, we still believe in it. Here we go.
Welcome to Oh Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show, so we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio
radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right, now we're going to play that up. That's Cash App at Drybones 7. See, we still got, see, right now, with all this crypto, you better learn what to do with the crypto. Better buy some tangible shit like real estate, silver, gold. If you get a lot of crypto, it will be cut off eventually when the federal pirates get to it. You know how I know? Because guess what? For those of you who live in the areas of our brethren that cross the sands, the burning sands, guess what? They say Allah is a curse against COVID.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the Wuhan coronavirus, which is spreading rapidly. It's a hot topic. A lot of people are saying that this is a punishment from Allah because of what China has been doing to Muslims. And then there is another group of people who are saying, no, this is not a punishment from Allah, and don't say this kind of thing. So, which is correct? We are not God, and we don't have a connection to be able to actually hear and interpret what God is saying. The reality is everything is controlled by Allah. Everything. So the spread of this illness is indeed controlled by Allah. So when people say this is not a punishment from Allah, it's like, well, it's controlled by Allah. From an Islamic perspective, we do know that yes, indeed, Allah does send punishments, and this can be in this life or the hereafter. So for people to say that it's not a punishment is not really correct. Inshallah, if this is a punishment from Allah, then Allah knows best. So what do we know about China? Unfortunately, China is a country that is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Chinese Communist Party has been abusing its citizens since 1949. The oppression is not just within the Muslim community. Of course, as Muslims, we feel it the most when we hear that there are 3 million Uyghurs in concentration camps being brainwashed and forced to revoke their religion, and another 11 million who are in a police state. They're not allowed to leave. They're not allowed to practice their religion freely. There is also the Hong Kong people who are being oppressed, and there are people from Tibet that are being oppressed. Inner Mongolia being oppressed. Actually, pretty much every ethnic minority of China is being oppressed. The Falun Gong practitioners, Christians, Jews. Chinese Communist Party basically believes that there is only really one way, and that is to worship the Chinese Communist Party and be loyal to the one country, one way system. China abuses their own citizens by having poor labor standards and disregard of health and safety and pollution, as well as fake goods. China is known for stealing Western brands, ripping them off, stealing technology. So it's a country that is founded upon and fully practicing a lot of horrible things, and this is why I don't support anything to do with China. What do we see here in China? We see people eating filth, unsanitary conditions. They're not eating halal, expired foods being sold, genetically modified, and just no standards of quality of living. You got customs that are embedded into people that are filthy, spitting in public, going to the toilet in public. And then you got the filth that's found in the government with the oppression, the cover-ups. Even doctors that were just talking about the issue and the patients that they were finding, they're being arrested or disappeared. And if you want to research this in your time, I suggest you watch people like Lawai86 or, oh my God, I can't say his name, Serpendissa?
Now, I'm going to leave it there. Let me give me on because, again, I want to have y'all on there on the line. Those of you on the line now, at 1 o'clock it goes out. You still can talk, but you will not have no access to get back in or out of this vlog. Now, Y'all heard that. This is not me saying this. This is coming from their area, their region, there, which is under 10 regions as well. Isn't that strange? It's 10 regions. I mean, this is almost astrological, the control mechanism. So you telling me that all them saying that they got the Muslims over there under control in China. Over here, different story. They're in control because of the because America owed them they debtitude for acknowledging them as being a nation. Otherwise, they're a nation. So that automatically supersedes who the real friends are. And so that's the reason why they're able to get here interest-free. They don't believe in usury. That's against what? Yahweh law, ain't it? No usury. So obviously, if we being taxed and being charged interest, that means we're not really human to these people. Do you understand where we're coming from? So are y'all ready for this? Let's take it to the next level. It's called the aftershock. Y'all say Ra shooting fire. That's Helios. Talk. How is that? You know, that's against God, really, being charged usury. Ain't that? And ain't they, what did Allah say? Same thing. Ain't they what he's saying?
Serious mind control, I can tell you that. Mind programming.
Okay.
Long-term mind permanent.
Serious. Go ahead.
Permanent programming that we all have been through. I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. We are all under other beings' control. I've been telling people we've been under a spell where we're paying tax and things like that in our own land, and people be like, oh, it's necessary for this and that. I said, no. I said, your inheritance is being taken away.
But that
your
name,
land
but you see what he said? She said, halal food.
The earth is being taken away.
You in
if
Buffalo,
other people is controlling it, they're taking it. They're taking
look
it
how
from
much
you.
Halal,
you ain't got
halal
no
restaurants are there. Halal restaurants all through your area, and they big
it,
time.
I mean, they're the refugees. Refugees,
yeah. But they really ain't because
they really got power because over Buffalo. Buffalo is
think
not
about it. They was given
black
they
no
got
more.
The
that's
Treaty of Tripoli.
So-called black.
They got the Treaty of Tripoli. Right. Somehow that treaty still hold tight. That's why I said we can't let go of some of this ancient stuff because these treaties are ancient and they still hold to this stuff. Like we let
that's
stuff
right.
go quick, you know. And I, you know, we don't care if it lasts 3 weeks or 3 months. Some contracts where people can't last at all, but we see that this freedom of that's the reason why that we still under the Arab dollar system through oil. That's why he had to release that oil, everybody, too. Y'all don't realize he ain't released that oil because they said you better do something because it's going to be ugly in a little while. So remember, y'all are predicated on heat. If they cut y'all heat off up there in Region 5, Region 4, and Region 2.
Region 1.
It'll be ugly.
No, that's
you better understand what I'm
skills,
saying.
Your skills come in. That's when the most survival skills come in because
you ain't,
during the
no,
blizzard,
that's be real. You gonna survive.
Your heat was
now,
cut
come on now,
during
sister,
the blizzard
now,
of
you telling me you're going to survive if the heat go
your
off
heat
in your
was
house.
Killed.
You're going
to
survive.
You hear what I said? During the blizzard of 77, the heat was cut off. We had to take we got a fireplace. So we had to cut things off and put the wood in there, the wood, special wood, the smokeless
your
wood.
Your parents did that.
The heat in.
Me and you the same age.
Listen.
Our parents took
we
care
have
of that.
No heat.
I'm talking about
no,
this generation
you
that you're living in now.
We had to cover
you
up
telling
the
me this generation
can
learn how to go get some firewood?
Man, you gotta. That's when your skills, your mind starts to work. You,
okay.
Your mind starts
right.
working. You don't
right.
get up here
right.
about
hey,
God.
What happened? I'm just being real. Now, the blizzard of 77. I'm there. Our parents was in charge of us. We was young. We had, our parents did most of the work. They was GM workers, middle class people. I said today, if something happened to the gas, and up there in your area, that they gonna be freezing like they was in Texas.
They better get the book.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even wish upon you because it'll be a catastrophe.
And learn how to survive without gas.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Without gas.
I don't think you really want to try that. You might sound like you do, but you don't really want to try that. I don't think anybody want a catastrophe on them, because if you don't realize what it takes to go through a catastrophe, especially as you get older, it ain't no joke. Because y'all pretend like y'all think it's a joke, when it happens, you're going to find out, oh, I wish I never thought this was a joke. Because you do not want no heat cut off up in the fifth region, two regions,
no,
region five, region six. You don't want that. If you don't prepare for that, she may be right on what you're going to go through. I don't know her preparation. I'm just going to say what I know, what I see. I don't see a lot of people making it.
What happened to our brothers and sisters just last year, just with that itty-bitty snow down in Texas? What happened to that? All the pipes broke, and they were without water. They flipped. I don't think they want that. They went crazy.
I'm trying to tell people, these are the things that the supply line. I'm talking to your five regions now. Your five senses. Food. They remember he said it was going to be a dark. I forgot the man said it was going to be a dark winter. You ain't even gotten to winter yet, and it's already looking crazy. Dark winter. The man gave you clues. Y'all and your family members voted for this shit. Don't pretend like they didn't. Y'all voted for this shit. Y'all voted for socialists. You voted for George. You know you ain't gave a goddamn dime to anybody. To no politician. But you voted. I know you did. The energy tell me y'all voted. And because you undercover, you voted for the wrong person. And now your region gonna pay. It's like the Batman movie. You thought y'all would just go around and talk this shit, think you was gonna pay? Man, come on. Y'all already know that if you can roll over people, snatch people's stuff out their stores because they made felonies now misdemeanors. Man, y'all got to be joking me. Anyway, now when the crime comes, don't cry. Don't come on here crying either. Because I'm going to still do shows during the Batman era. Batman coming. The Batman, they ain't call that Chinese lady Bat Lady for nothing. They even told you that in the Wuhan report. She's a Bat Lady. That lady. I said, wait a minute, come on.
Hey, drop on. Hey. The new Batwoman on the CW, she black and Batman black, man. The new Batman on CW, check that out.
See, man. I ain't even seen that yet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I'm going to look for that. So Batman, hold on. The first spy of the Revolutionary War, he's 007. Now 007 going back to a black man. See, the first, you just heard yourself. The white folks said the real spy was the black Amistad. He was the real spy. He was 007.
Yeah, I call him 00 one. Negro, man. 00 Negro.
Now, I'm going to get y'all, man. I can't go wrong. See, y'all been playing Yahweh. So y'all acting like, oh, no, niggas. You go get it. See, one thing about Yahweh did tell you, save Cain and save these niggas for me. Ain't that what he said? He said, save Cain and you save these niggas for me. Because I got some special shit for this. Ain't that what he said? It's all in your book. Let me give you scriptures too. See, you thought you was going to play like you was a victim. Ain't you the niggas he said, uh-uh. Y'all went against everything I gave y'all. Ain't that what y'all be perpetrating on today? And y'all still going to go against me? I got to put y'all under a special group. You call them, I'm going to put you on the reprobated-minded people. I'm going to put you into something that you can't get out of. That's why you can't get out of it. It's so high, you can't get under. So low, can't get over it. You ain't figured that one out yet. Now, you're looking stupid. Just like they said. Can't got no answers. Show over with. We about to get deep now. Ain't got no answers. You under a five-sense trance called trusting, naive, innocent, stupid, and cowardly. They put you under this spell in the Wizard of Oz. You don't forgot you were going to kill all the indigenous people. Just because you black, we don't, there's different tribes of y'all out there. You don't forgot they brought you over here to kill. And then you want us to say we love all black folks. Like we stupid enough to believe that one, huh? We're supposed to love all y'all because y'all got melanin. Really? Is that supposed to work? That's how it works? The most melanated people, we just trust them completely, huh? You cannot tell me you that trusting and believing Afrocentrics that was paid for by the Rothschild. All these groups was paid for by these groups to brainwash you into believing what we all believe today. Forgot that we had wars over here. Forgot that you carved out people's hearts over here. You know, Valentine's Day started with the Incas and the Mayans tearing out each other's hearts. But you left that one out too, right? I'm just trying to figure out where we at today, but we're going to figure out right now because I'm going to put y'all on the line. I'm going to ask y'all some questions. This is how we're going to get deep. See, if this is a true story that we just heard, Yahweh going to get all y'all because he said y'all was a stiff-necked, hard-headed people. Now, I heard this all my life. I said, well, damn, can it be true? Got to be a DNA manipulation move because guess what? According to Jahazi, your own books tell you this, don't they? Ain't Jahazi? Where that name came from? Jahazi. And then he said he hate usury, and that's what we pay 18% interest. We can't get cars. We can get a car because that's bad interest. See, if he wants you to see, car ain't a good interest. Car is a bad interest. A car depreciates so much to take it off the goddamn lot. So most of you buy a new car for nothing. You should buy an older model because the recall comes on the new models. No one teaches that. We teach our kids that. Do they listen now? I don't even know if they listen. Do your kids, do your offsprings even listen? That means your frequency can't even reach your own kids now. So you tell me, are you really frequencing good if your kids don't even fucking listen to you? Can that be real? Then who really listening? So then you go to me, myself, and I. That's my favorite words. Me, myself, and I. Let's get it on, y'all. Let's see if we really understand what's going on. If they're able to manipulate the DNA using women, they just said in that dialogue, he said the womb. The nation is, all nations seem to care about their womb, what comes out of it. If they can control that womb, then they control what? The thought. The lines are open. I ain't cutting nobody off. Jump in and fit in, please.
They don't need the womb. They got a whole system now where they can build, they create their babies in the pod.
So they said the woman now so outdated, her mind is gone. We're going to do it in another setting.
They have synthetic wombs now that they have to create children, these synthetic children. To be under their control.
Mm-hmm.
They want power. Well, they don't care about nobody's nationality or whatever. They want the whole entire planet, period. They want the whole planet. They want to eliminate as many people as they can. This way that they can you know, bring down their... There's shit all over, surrounded around our planet, okay, period. They're doing commerce and all this stuff with these other beings. They're wiping us out so these other beings can come here and do what they're going to do, live. They want us out the way. This is a very...
That's what they said.
and now, taking over a whole entire plane.
They say they want us out. According to what this thing told me today, I didn't pick this. It came to me through y'all. It said they don't, COVID ain't what they want. The COVID is a code for humanity. That's why it's called 19. They want to eradicate as much people off the land. Now, y'all ask yourself this question. If they did not put this eulogy in Georgia, the Georgia Guidestones, the second largest airport in the country, in this country, in this hemisphere, is Georgia's airport. The first now, Georgia was first. Now it's China, number one airport in the world, second now to Georgia. And the way Georgia has been structured with the Georgia Guidestones to eradicate a population control mechanism does not make me feel good about how successful it is compared. So it's almost like a movie. We like to, in the last stage, and some miraculous thing must happen. Could be the sun causing technology to be wiped out. And we must go back into an age called darkness. What's your take on all that everybody talking? Because that's what
they're
these wars.
They're doing it any means necessary. The any means
kids playing these games.
They're using weather. They're using people against people. They're using vaccines. And at the same time, they're getting rich off the shit. They're using whatever weapon they can through the drugs, through whatever. Their religion, they're using that as that's a weapon. Everything is a weapon, period. It's to take as many people out as fast as they can so that they, at the same time, they want you to build their new world. They got people over there. We get
well,
you this job.
The new world is being built.
We get you this job. We
got stuff happening here. Let me ask you a question. The investment level, there are many people of all persuasions, of looks, are buying into high-level technology. Some blacks are becoming, others are becoming quite rich quickly based off their children being astute to battle through all this. Now, if you got a genius in your household right now, and y'all better invest in him. I don't care how old, young he is. If he can see better than your ass can see about what's going on, y'all better look out for these people. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Because
that's the thing, though. But they're going directly to where they're going to the enemy. They're not taking it and building off of it. They're going directly to them because that's where the money is that has convinced us that we're supposed to go to them.
Well, I mean, you got to invest.
That's the thing. That shows that we don't have no control over nothing.
We got to invest.
Our children is going out there
to
the enemy.
Our people don't invest in our people.
But that's what we do. That's how
we've been trained. Our people don't want this. Most of our people, I'm speaking on a broad level of what I've seen in my little small. If you got smart kids and they smarter than you, you should be happy. But most of the parents ain't. So they will stifle
no,
those kids
be happy,
so they could look.
But you don't want them
your
to
kids
end
have
up
more
giving
sense than you how to learn how
their
to do this.
Soul away.
Then you let them, you should be investing in your kids because obviously most of these groups that are our age, if you in your 50s, close to 60, and you
no,
ain't figured out that you're
not
your age
in your child.
and shit about to change, what can we do for you now? You can't do nothing for you because your mind. If you don't see that the earth is changing, your mind, the whole money game is changing. And you can't transform that. You're gonna be in trouble. Plain and simple. There's no way you don't know your Social Security is connected to this. All y'all out there listening, whatever age you are.
All day long, man. And the reason why I agree
that.
With you
everything is connected. Everything is connected.
Go ahead.
It's ever changing and everything.
Well, okay, so
let's
talk
about
that.
Let's talk about that.
Go ahead, brother.
The reason why I agree with you because, see, they're tearing down this old way of the Protestant. They bankrupt. They ain't got the money. So whoever bought up the debt of these Protestants, that's the new way coming in. From there, they're not giving out any jobs that's going to benefit you to get back on top the way it used to be. If you don't have a concept to be a producer yourself, and that's the investment, what you're saying, Invest into your children. If you ain't got nothing else, you got some intelligent children, see what they're doing, put your dollars into your children, and set up that damn business so you can eat.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Right. I'm not
this whole thing is changing from, hey, go to school and go get a job. Them days are dead.
That's gone.
You got to set up your own shop. And that's what Obama said. He said shit was gone. And then the other chick was talking about, let's eat. The other chick talking about, let's eat the babies. We ready to eat the babies. Eat what babies? The proletariat. To take the children away from these parents that don't know what to do with them. These other motherfuckers know what to do with them, be it a sexual or whatever. They're going to invest into those children. So they can increase their wealth.
Let's go what you just said to show you what we're dealing with right now. When you tell me you're going to take a five-year-old to get a vaccination that's not been proven, I'm just going by facts. Ain't been proven.
You saying something, man.
You taking
you
a kid,
something.
They're saying that you giving us to the altar. To the altar, you, your mind got to get bigger than what a sacrifice means. You sacrificed your kids to a pharmaceutical company. Who was Molex?
Some free shit you don't even know about. Some free shit you don't even know about.
Don't even know about.
And they won't release the documents for 50 years.
You get a voucher to get food from, I can't say no names, but you will get a voucher to go eat somewhere. You going to do that to eat? That's what the lady meant about the children. She was talking about they going to sacrifice their children for us. That's what she meant.
You on top of it, bro.
That's what she meant. Yeah. She told you. They told you at the AOC, liberal, progressive agenda, the women told you. Not no men told you this. See, because you heard what it said. It said that they will replicate the children and the children will eat their parents. That's what came out, behold a pale horse. And I know y'all heard this, all you Hebrew Israelites, y'all said, see the pestilence in Egypt, y'all thought pestilence meant bug, it meant your children. You didn't get it, did you? I'm going to say it again. Pestilence means children. They become pestilence upon you because they have no control. They will go wild if they're doing the Travis Scott. Go ahead.
And in a patriotic system, how do the producers make the most money? Off the widows and the orphans. That's how they make their money. That's consumerism. They don't know nothing. Ain't nobody leaving.
Widows and orphans. Yeah.
That's how they get paid.
That's a fact. Widows and orphans. The widows and orphans. And y'all ain't already know. Before we leave, y'all already know who the sons are. They know. And they know them quite well. Just like we told you. Lilith